Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to start this podcast off with a formal apology to Spring Green, which, as it's come to my attention, only sprays lawns and does not mow lawns in any way.
Dude, the most somber opening to a podcast.
However,
I like that the company had to get to us. Really,
they didn't. My dad did. My dad goes, "You know, Spring Green only sprays lawns."
You know what's
funny,
right? Is I knew that, but your bit where you were like, "We hate lawns," was so funny, and I was like, "Whatever."
Guys, but let me tell you this: my hatred for lawns has not subsided. So, I want you all to go out to Gadco.
Oh yeah,
they mow lawns. Find Gadco. They work. They operate in Middle Tennessee-ish area.
Spring Hill, Cool Springs, Columbia,
Nashville,
right?
Maybe. Who's to say? Columbia. If you really want them to, if you put in coupon code Kung and you live in Columbia, hey, they'll probably come there. So, guys, I hate to leave it on a downer note, but you know, I just made a lot of mistakes in my life.
At least you're open about them, right?
Yeah, at least we're open to talk about
At least you get out in front of them.
Yeah, I get out in front of my mistakes. So, anyway, enjoy the show. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What's up?
It's Hello. Your boys.
What's up? It's your boys.
We're your boys, and we belong to you, our audience. We belong to our audience.
We belong to our audience. That's
I am
right.
Your boy.
I'm your boy.
I am all your boy.
Yeah, I am all your boy. Yeah. All of me
all
is
of,
yours.
All of me, all the time. Hey, audience.
You can't handle that.
For all you guys out there, I'm going to just tell you guys this right now. Real talk.
Yeah,
our
sure.
hearts belong to you.
They really do.
Not to the unversed.
You don't really.
Not to the nobodies. Not to the heartless, but our hearts belong to you.
Wait, here's the
you.
Thing, though. I don't really need a weapon because friendship is my power.
Yeah. My friends are my power.
Yeah.
Hashtag beaches, hashtag searching, hashtag edgy.
Are you talking about that fucking fake Instagram and the yeah, Kingdom Hearts game where they have heart tags?
Oh, man. Now that we started, I'm kind of itching to talk about it, but
well,
we have
to do the news.
That's
first.
A,
we have
that's
to
a
preface
foreshadow,
this.
Dude.
Yeah,
it's
a foreshadow.
It's a little taste of what.
Wait,
which,
what podcast
what's
are we
come.
Listening to,
guys?
Hiram? I'm asking Hiram.
Well, I wasn't going to answer.
Hiram, tell me. What a
well, guys, you're listening
can you
to
remember?
The Kung. Cast.
No.
The Kung
no,
Cast.
We're the Kung
no,
Fu Kings of Geekdom.
That's what we are. The Kung Fu Kings of
But if you
want to
call
part.
Us the Kung Cast and save some time.
Save your breath a little bit. That's
yeah,
fine.
You can do that.
That's fine.
Save some syllables.
Yeah, honestly. I mean, I stepped in some grass in my apartment complex, and honestly, I think they should upkeep it, you know? Like, there's a lot of weeds there that we don't want them
you
to
know
be
who could
there.
Take care of that?
Who can take care
Gadco
of that?
Gadco could take care of that.
Dude, Gadco
episode,
or Gadco?
Gadco.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Dadco. It's a bunch of dads. They'll come mow your lawn. Where is it? They show up. They go, where is it?
Where's the lawn?
And you go, and you go, use your eyes, Gary. And it's a friend's dad always. So you can trust
a friend's dad in a midlife crisis.
Yeah,
if you're a midlife
dad
crisis dad, Dadco's hiring.
Yeah, they're hiring also.
Dadco.
In the career applications part of the website, type in coupon code Kung and you'll get a pay raise.
That's K-U-N-G,
yeah,
Kung.
Kung, all caps. I'm your host, Jake Smith. We got your other host, James Halleck, and we got your third host. He's cool, Hiram Corbett. What's
all right.
up?
I guess I'm cool.
You're so cool.
Hiram, you are so cool.
Oh, man.
Dude, stop being cool, actually.
I mean, my coolness is oozing off of me.
Dude, it's
Hiram,
really gross. Like,
here live, Hiram, here live on the podcast, I want you to admit that you're cool.
Do it.
No.
Admit it, but do it in that way where we know you're lying, you know? Like, okay.
All right.
Oh, wow. So conceited. Let's move on.
I guess I'm like the coolest motherfucker here. I guess.
You fucking loser.
All right. We're out of time for Hiram.
For Hiram's cool corner.
Yeah, Hiram's cool corner. We'll check
Hiram's
back next
cool
week.
Hiram's cool corner. All right.
Hiram, what's cool? That's what I want to do. I want to say, Hiram, what's cool? Let's run it over to Hiram's corner.
I say, Hiram, what's cool? Ice cold.
And you go, I yeah. That's what you said.
Fellas,
Cool. That's cool.
Who's got
cool
news?
I do. Well, I think we all do.
We all have some. I want you to throw me that fucking news theme, though.
All right. Here comes the news theme. Here it comes.
I love it. I love it. Don't you fucking play any, though.
I honestly forgot about that. That's what makes
dude,
it
I forgot about it right until he goes, I'm going to do it. And then I was like,
oh. You instantly remember.
I go, oh, yeah, that Annie. Shit.
Oh, my God.
That felt like 3 years ago.
It did. It felt like a long time ago. Well, I'm glad that we're back because we're back.
We're back.
We're back. We're back.
Had to bring that. Had to bring that.
What's your news?
Attention.
Is that going to be the that should be the new news?
No, no. The real news is that like the Super Bowl happened and
it was very
underwhelming.
Lame.
It was pretty lame. Lowest scoring Super Bowl
ever.
They didn't fucking play sweet goddamned victory.
I was so pissed.
I was pissed, man.
They not only if they had ignored it completely, whatever, but they literally played a clip from the show, and we were like, yeah, and then it goes into that sicko mode song or whatever.
Sicko mode.
I was like, sicko mode? Why the fuck is Travis Scott here?
Dude, and the thing
you
is...
You should have looked at Evan Coltis.
At the very least, they could have like made it transition to his song in a cool way, but it literally just interrupts it, and it has nothing in common with it musically whatsoever. It's just like if someone was playing music and you just played your music louder over it.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't understand the reasoning behind even like teasing that they were going to do that.
That was annoying.
I know. It was so
stupid.
Can
you imagine Adam? I would have liked, I don't like Adam Levine. He's fine. But if he had started singing Sweet Victory, I would like that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you're a god among men.
Yeah, yeah. That's what people were waiting for. But no, we just saw him with his shirt off.
The thrill of one more. Can you imagine?
Dude, it would have been so
been
good,
incredible.
Man.
And he was like, look at my body.
And we were
and
like...
he looked like the Joker, like Jared Leto Joker. He had so many weird random
he did.
Tattoos.
The one that says California.
Yeah. You look really closely damaged.
Yeah.
And none of those tattoos were red colored at all.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was a bad
joke. Or maroon in any way.
Yeah, he's not... No, embarrassing. It's just the lighting.
And he had way more than five tattoos, so he was wrong on both fronts.
Maroon, five.
Maroon 5.
Did you guys see the tweet that said, that's why they messed it up. They had the stage set to M for Mini when it should have been set to W
for
Wombo.
Well, honestly, guys, we don't watch the Super Bowl. You going to say
well,
James?
I was going to say Big Boy was good, though. When he rolled
yeah,
in,
oh, yeah, he
coat,
did.
In like a giant fur coat, I was like, that's how I want to dress 24-7. Yes,
I know,
would you guys
was...
respect me more if I was always
if
dressed like Big
over...
Boy?
James, I would kiss the feet in the ground that you walk on.
I kiss the feet of the ground.
I kiss the feet of the ground.
If I came here and your roommates were like, he's downstairs, and you were already set up and you had a fur coat on, you'd win. You know
I'd
what
win?
I mean?
You'd
you
just
know,
win.
You know how life works?
Well, tune in next week.
Tune in next week.
Dude, you come in,
James is going
to
get a fur coat.
We'll have to do a video podcast if you wear a fur coat.
Yeah, honestly, that's what we're going to do that from now on.
What were you saying? We don't watch the Super Bowl
for the game.
Yeah.
We watch it for the commercials and the trailers.
That was a good segue.
And there has been a really good series of trailers, right?
Yeah,
like
they
two
boy,
or three
oh,
movies,
boy,
honestly.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
What were the
oh,
ones
boy,
they showed?
Oh boy, oh boy.
Well,
oh boy, boy,
James,
oh boy.
Here's the thing, man. Here's the thing. Let's talk about Toy Story 4.
That was a good trailer.
That was a pretty good trailer.
It's just the one where he's like, where's Buzz? And then Buzz is there and they're like kicking his head, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was funny. But I was just like.
But did you see how good the animation?
No. It looked really nice.
When they zoomed in, because I had watched Toy Story 1 like a week ago and I was like, wow. And then I was watching that trailer when they zoom in on Buzz on that wall and they've got like the wool carpet texture.
Yeah, and you're like, that looks real.
This is one of these days, and like the toys look cartoony, but the backgrounds literally just look like real life.
Yeah. It's crazy. Pixar is that good. But
the
thing is, for me, I'm like,
was...
I'm ready for that trailer that's like, here's what the story's about.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is like
yeah.
their third trailer where it's just like, here's a goofy joke, and that's all we have to offer.
But
goodbye.
They're not going to do it on the Super Bowl. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
And apparently, it's just like, it's one of those things where they're late on the trailer. They're late on a story trailer, but like they seem to be going all out for this one because, like,
yeah.
because they know that it's like you were like, huh, Toy Story 4.
It's
and, like,
interesting.
Pete,
it's been 9 years.
Yeah, and moment. Pete Docter, Andrew Stanton, and John Lasseter, and like pretty much the most of like Pixar's best worked on the story.
Yeah,
and like one of like the newer
they
directors
need to get
is
Joss
directing
Whedon
it.
Back. To write Ooh. The story, too.
Joss Whedon is directing.
I feel like he wrote a lot of the good jokes in the first movie, watching the first movie again.
I think so, yeah.
Because I didn't know Joss Whedon wrote it until I watched it last week.
Oh, yeah.
And I go,
yeah.
Joss Whedon.
That movie was written by, that movie was like written by like five people.
I know, and it worked out.
It did. It was great.
I'm just excited because the first trailer with them spinning in a circle and there was a fork guy, I was like, I don't know about this. Just feels like a straight to DVD movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But seeing this little clip where it's like, oh, immediately there's some kind of story where they're where Buzz is missing or something. They've got a.
Well, apparently, like Buzz, I read a synopsis on Wikipedia, and apparently, like Bonnie created a toy. Bonnie created a spork. Right? That became a toy.
Yeah,
but he identifies as trash. It said,
"Oh,
doesn't it say that he like
he thinks he's trash.
He thinks
he doesn't
trash.
Think he's a toy. He doesn't identify as trash.
He identifies as trash.
You mean like he's like I'm not a toy. I'm trash.
Yeah,
like in a sad way. Not yeah. like I'm a trash.
Not he's
like,
not like not proud
like,
of it.
Not yeah. like oh, oh okay. I'm trash. Like a millennial. If when you say Tumblr I identify, user trash.
Yeah, when you say I identify, I assumed he's like no, I'm a piece of trash.
No, I yeah.
And you're like no, you're not. And he's like you can't tell me I'm not. I'm a piece of trash. It's very different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. You confused me. I was
yeah,
like,
I didn't
is
know
he
what
really?
You were saying.
But
there.
Also, Bo Peep is like.
She looks badass.
Been through a tough time.
And she's back now.
But isn't she made of. I was watching a video and they were like, isn't she made of porcelain? How does her body change?
Oh, that's true.
How does she change clothes?
Oh, like it's all one piece?
Yeah,
yeah, like original Bo Peep was like,
one piece.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. That's interesting.
That's weird.
What if she's just a whole new? You know how they went to the toy store and there was a bunch of Buzz Lightyears? Maybe she's just a new
Bo Peep
toy that they came out
sad.
With. That'd be cool.
That'd be cool, but
they wouldn't have the same relationship.
Maybe it's an Al's Toy Barn situation where she just got by some guy who knows how to deal with porcelain.
Well, that cleaning guy, he probably took the brain out. Of the one, and he put it in because so
he
still
knows.
Got all
God,
memories.
That cleaning guy, like that whole scene, kind of makes it my favorite Toy Story.
I love that
just
because
that one scene.
Yeah,
it's like one of those satisfying videos before the satisfying video craze on
it's
the internet
so sad
happened.
When he brushes the Andy off,
I still I don't know. It made me sad.
He didn't give a shit. He was like,
yeah.
And I was like, my, you don't even.
My favorite Toy Story movie is the. Toy Story that time forgot.
That one's
straight
good.
To the, I haven't seen it.
It's really good.
Michael Giacchino did the music for it, though.
Yeah, and the guy who did Hellboy did the poster for it. That's why I like it.
Oh, yeah, the poster is dope.
Yeah, the poster's really cool.
It was really cool.
But yeah, my favorite trailer was Avengers.
I was going to like preface that.
Our way into
I couldn't. Well, we could talk about other ones.
Well, the Captain
before,
Marvel trailer was basically
was
the same trailer.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah,
all
well,
right,
yeah,
whatever. I'm seeing the movie. I hope it's good. Right now, the trailers make me just think it looks okay. But Marvel always, a lot of times, has trailers that just make the movie look okay. And then the movie's great. So I'm sure it'll be great.
Did they play an Alita Battle Angel trailer?
I don't think
I
so.
No.
Okay. Well, I'm hearing good reviews for that movie. So
I've heard...
From certain people.
Yeah.
Like Chris Stuckman and some other like YouTube people are saying it's pretty good.
The
like,
the Screen Junkies said it was not good at all. But then like the Schmoes
like.
No guys, though, that guy said he liked it, but the story was definitely weak. But the other aspects
but
of it were
fun.
Like good. Yeah. He was like, but he said the main girl in it, her performance is like amazing. He was like she's like Andy Serkis level good with like her motion capture with like her character. And I was like, well, that seems like worth seeing the movie to me. But
it's made me more interested because I literally was like pass, like heavy, like I'm just not going to see it. Maybe I'll see it when it's on TV.
I saw a clip of it and it disturbed me, so I don't know if I'm going to
It disturbed. Hiram had nightmares about it.
You know
it.
What we should make a meme out of?
Verizon
Alita TV. Battle Angel looks like that baby toy in Toy Story 1 that's attached to that spider toy. You know, that's just a baby with spider legs. She looks like that.
Oh, my God. I've never heard that.
She straight up looks like that.
That's
thing.
So fucking crazy.
Well, here's the thing about it, though. If the story is the weakest point and it's but it's fun, that's anime. Like, the weakest point of most anime is the story. Like... You like it because of the characters and the fun aspect. Because Dragon Ball Z has a horrible story that makes no sense, but it's you like everybody. The characters are so likable.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
Yeah.
An anime movie having a not so great story isn't like a downside to me because like most anime don't have amazing stories. Akira, to be honest, is incomprehensible. What the fuck is happening in that movie? But it's so good. You know what I mean?
I mean, honestly, compared to a lot of anime movies, it's a lot simpler.
Yeah, but it's and it's better. But I'm saying I'm using Akira as an example because everyone loves that movie. But I've watched it a few times, and I still when I think back, can't remember most of the plot. You know what I mean?
I agree. I had to watch it like more than twice.
Yeah, which means like really... it might mean that it's deep and it's like, oh, I have to really think. It's very deep. Yeah. But it also is like, what? Like a lot of it. Like when I have to reread the manga like over and over again because I'm like, I really don't.
Well, I mean, all you really have to know is Tetsuo!
It's literally, yeah.
Kaneda! That's, they just yell that.
Kaneda! Canada.
I feel like yelling character names is also a big anime trope.
I love it. Alita. There better be a lot of Alita. Alita. Battle Angel. Battle Angel.
Also, what's his face yelling it?
Not
Mahershala Ali. The guy from Inglourious Basterds.
Oh, Christoph Waltz.
Yeah, Christoph Waltz.
Alita.
Going, Alita.
Alita. They say it like that. Not Alita. They say Alita.
Alita. Before we go to like Avengers, I know you're itching to talk about Avengers, James.
I'm itching.
Before we go, there's also I don't know if we. I feel like we talked about this on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Hobbs and Shaw. Did we talk about that?
I haven't seen the trailer,
dude.
But what is,
Hobbs and
look?
Shaw looks like the hottest meme of 2019.
What a great
it.
Name!
I'm actually kind of excited to see it because it's like
people say it looks really good though.
It does because like guess
if
who's
you're
directing
a fast,
it?
Fan.
Yeah, it's directed by one of the John Wick boys.
Oh,
John, the director of John Wick,
the good
and
one or the
Deadpool
other one?
2 is doing this one.
The Atomic Blonde one or the other?
The
one?
Atomic Blonde one.
Oh.
but also Deadpool 2 though.
Also Deadpool
yeah,
2.
But
yeah,
but Deadpool 2 was pretty good. Like it wasn't like
yeah.
It wasn't like John Wick
but,
2.
But then no. But
John
now
Wick
he's got
fucking amazing.
But now he's got The Rock and Jason Statham
to walk in and be like it's not a good idea. And he's like what about this? No, don't do that. Shaw wouldn't do that. I'm
but
fucking
like,
Shaw.
Here's the thing, man.
I'm Hobbs.
The full, first of all.
Is the Rock Hobbs?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm Hobbs. Dude, I love The Rock. He's like everyone's dad.
The thing
you know
is,
I mean?
Yeah. the first Hello, of all.
Son. Like he would say that.
First of all, James? The real title of the movie is Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw.
This is a great title.
Which is. Already has my money.
I want them to just get rid of the character names because no one knows them as the character names. It should just be called Fast and Furious Presents The Rock.
The Rock
when
and
I,
Jason
Statham. When I saw like the announcement, when I saw the announcement for that, I was like, because like I felt that was coming because like Jason Statham had no
like
reason
that.
To be in Fast and Furious 8, Fate of the Furious. I haven't seen Fate of the Furious still.
Fast and Furious 8, Fate of the Furious.
No, it's Fast and Furious Presents Fast and Furious 8. Fate of the Furious.
Featuring
Tyler Perry.
Featuring Hobbs and Shaw and the gang.
Directed by Tyler Perry.
Directed by Tyler Perry.
Dude, can you imagine?
Tyler Perry directing the Fast and Furious.
Dude, I'd be there opening night.
Most
and don't even
movie.
Act like
you
would. Because you
know,
be
like,
Hiram.
It's Hobbs and Shaw and Madea, like, fighting against each other.
Dude,
like,
yeah, I was going to say it would just be boring, but he's literally going to put his characters in
Once
it.
Once again, yeah. Hiram, don't even try to tell me that you wouldn't be there opening night.
I'd be seeing
for
that shit, like, opening night. What are you talking
dude,
about?
If
see that shit in IMAX.
If the car peeled up and you were like, ah, The Rock's going to get out, and Madea's like, what's up, bitches?
Yeah. Hobbs and Shaw and Madea.
And Madea also.
Yeah.
Fast and the Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw, and also Fast and Furious presents Madea's there too.
That's and Madea's like, hallelujah! And
but
she,
here's...
Brings out a, she brings out a
hallelujah.
Gun. She brings out a gun, and Jason Statham's like, it's not a good idea. And then he kicks her ass, and that's how they meet.
That's how they meet.
Because I just want to see Madea get
her ass.
They fight,
but they're rivals.
Yeah, they're rivals.
Yeah.
They fight, and they hit fists, and he goes, oh, you're better than I thought. And she goes, yeah, you too.
They're evenly matched. Madea is evenly matched with fucking The Rock and
dude,
Jason
yeah,
Statham.
Both of them.
That's a...
Would she
I would love that,
that would
so
be
much.
So
that's the Madea movie that I would want to see.
Hobbs and Shaw and Madea go to jail.
Hobbs
and
Shaw
break out.
Go to jail and break out.
Break out and they go to jail again.
And then
the
team
whole
up.
Title. The whole title yeah. is the plot.
Yeah, it's Hobbs and Shaw and Madea go to jail and break out and then team up.
And then team
Fast
up,
and Furious
and then
presents.
Win.
And then win against Idris Elba. Yeah, he's the bad guy.
Dude, that's
too.
So funny. Idris Elba's
dude.
In.
But here's the thing about the trailer. Is that, like, the trailer made me excited to see the movie, but it is not a well-structured trailer. Like, there's, like, four separate times where I'm like, oh, this trailer's over, and then a new song starts up, and it does,
yeah.
like, a whole another montage
like
of action.
Suicide Squad of trailers.
Yeah, so it's, like, it starts off, and it's, like, oh, we don't get along, blah, blah, blah. It does, like, the whole setup. And then the song, Why Can't We Be Friends, is playing. And they're, like, fighting, but they're like, oh, we don't get along. And I'm like, oh, so this is the trailer and it's going to end. Then that song ends, and then another action thing picks up, yeah. And it's a whole other montage of action stuff. And then, like, I think there's, like, a third whole, like, thing that goes on. And I'm like, end the trailer.
And then they have a sad song, and they're like, we were friends for a moment, and now we're not. And then, like, another one picks up, and they're like, we're back together again.
We're back.
Well, but speaking of who's back, the Avengers is back.
Oh, my God.
I remember, look, on the way to your mom's house, when we watched the Super Bowl, on the way to your mom's house, I'm always going to Jake's house, Jake's mom's house. on your way to your mom's house to watch the Super Bowl, the Russo brothers on their Instagram said, turn on your TVs. Yeah. On their story.
And you, like, freaking out. You were like, we got to get to a TV now. You thought it was happening right then.
I thought it was happening right then.
Yeah. And then we did, and we turned on the Super Bowl, and it came on, and I was like, it's on. And I went to turn the volume up, and I changed the channel.
And I was like, no!
And I changed it off the box, so it was like a whole thing to get back to the cable box. and then it was over.
And I wasn't, like, because I knew that they were going to, like, put it up again. Yeah. But it's just like...
And then we watched it, and it was cool.
Yeah. I really loved it. Like, I was like, I like this trailer better than their first trailer they put out.
Their first really? Full-length trailer they put out? Why?
I liked this one better. And because I don't know, I liked the voiceover from Cap. I liked that it made it feel like the other one was just like, it's sad and it's hopeless. But this one made it feel like the whole team's pissed off and it's like a revenge kick.
Oh, yeah.
And that's
yeah.
what I liked better. And I liked, my favorite thing was... the shot of Iron Man and Nebula where Iron Man's, like, welding something.
That's the only shot I didn't like, because I was really? Like, don't give that away.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right from that point. But I'm like, ooh, because...
I kind of like that, because it reverts back to the first Iron Man.
Yeah, but I would like to see that in the movie.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Because they're going to revert back to it in the movie. So I'd want to be in the theater and go, this is like when he's in the cave. But they already
Yeah, but I guess they already show. But I would still made me excited. I was like, "That's so dope! I can't wait."
I can't
to see
get any
thing.
More excited though. That's the only thing.
It's like
the only thing
like,
you could show me is like if it came out and Galactus was in it. Like that's the only way I would get more excited.
Oh man, there's so many like
I'm
theories
at peak
about
excited.
That. Like,
so
but
many.
Only if it's poop cloud Galactus,
dude. Yeah, with arms. with He's arms. A cloud, but he has hands.
That's
so
the
he can
only
get
difference.
Shit done.
And little gloves.
Little, big hands, but little gloves.
I'm talking fingerless.
They barely fit.
I'm talking they're too tight.
So if he
tight.
Kills his wife, they can't pin it on him.
The glove don't
Dude,
fit?
If I ever kill my wife, you know I'm going to use little gloves.
The cloud.
You heard it here first.
The Galactus cloud hands is essentially O.J. Simpson. Is that what you're saying?
Dude, Galactus is O.J. Simpson.
If the glove don't fit, it must acquit.
Yeah,
That's
Galactus.
The... yeah, Galactus. In the case of Galactus.
But it looked good.
Man, those people got duped by like a rhyme.
Yeah, they did.
They're like, it sounds good.
They were like,
imagine
catchy.
Losing the court case. Just like, oh man, but it was catchy though.
It was like McDonald's.
that's like that scene from Black Panther, or not Black Panther, from Black Dynamite, where she gives like that passionate speech about like why they need better representation in the government, and then that same guy gets up, he's like, watch me turn this around, and he just does like a bunch of rhymes, and then everyone's on his side.
He's They're like, yeah, yeah. We like, agree with that guy.
There's like, we got to take this from the what is it from the poor box or what is it to the ballot box.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I forgot exactly what he said,
but I just remember that, and I remember being like, this is so like it, that scene's hilarious. That whole movie is
my favorite
gold.
Thing about the Endgame trailer was it was essentially like because like they really didn't like shy away from how bleak the world looks. Like you look how like it like they have shots in New York and it was like empty, like desolate.
Yeah.
Like, the city never sleeps, but it seems like it's sleeping this time. And, like, Cap is in, like, a fucking, like, he's in a meeting.
Somebody keeps hitting their
Sorry,
boy.
That was me.
Oh.
Like, Captain America is in, like, a support group meeting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, where do they go? What do we do now that they're gone?
And it's we just fuck them like, up.
We.
I like that he says he's not going to move on.
He's like, I'm not moving on. I'm 90-something years old.
He's like, some people move on, but not us.
Not us. Moving on's not healthy.
I got so excited. It's so.
I want
awesome.
One of them to
I just,
move on, though. You know?
Well, the thing
I
is,
want
like,
Hulk
I feel
like he has a bookstore he's opened, and he's like, I'm over it. don't give a fuck anymore.
I just
I'm like, Hulk, come on.
I think because like people are already speculating from the trailers. I'm like, there's so many misleading shit in there. Well, that's the thing about these trailers. And like, if there's any kind of material that's promotional, like Kevin Feige,
it apart.
Yeah, Kevin Feige is like saying like it's only going to be like the first 15 minutes of the film.
Oh, nice. The so, first 15?
Yeah. They're not, yeah, they're really like adamant about not showing anything.
Well, it's good. I don't want them to.
Yeah, and I saw like some people online complaining like, where's the action? I'm like, shut up. You'll see the movie regardless.
It's going to be insane, the action.
People are like, they want an action trailer. I'm like, bro.
An hour and a half of that movie is going to be action. Like, yeah. Come on.
And which leads me to some other slight news that I have that I just read right before you guys got over here. There was an interview with the Russo brothers, like, I think today, or it came out today from Collider, and they said that the movie is still 3 hours long.
Cool.
And they asked them, they're like, do you think this, the guy goes, do you think the studio is going to allow you to make it 3 hours long? They go, the studio is going to let us do whatever we think is best for the storytelling of the movie. Right now, we like how it's playing at 3 hours, but we're still working at it. We're still working on
it. I'm fine.
And I'm like, make it 3 hours.
The thing is, like, if they made that shit 4 hours, people would still love it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If it's good. If it's good.
If it's good, but, like, that's the thing.
It can't not be good. Come on.
Yes.
If they fucked this up, they fucked everything.
That's kind of what I'm scared about, you know? It's just like, because, like, they were saying, like, Avengers 4, like, they keep on saying it's, like, their best one. And that's what they're saying.
Ooh, it's got to be so good. Let me tell you this that I heard, because, you know, everyone's talking about, like, oh, there's got to be time travel, whatever. Someone's like, because someone wrote in a question to one of the podcasts I listened to, and they were like, what would you think if in the movie they go back in time and there's, like, a dire moment where, like, and Mjolnir is there, the hammer, and Captain America picks it up.
Oh, I've seen that.
And
theory.
It's like, I'm like, I'll be so happy.
That'd be crazy.
That would be insane. I'm really scared of them having time travel elements in it.
I think they can handle it.
I think so?
I think everything the Russo brothers have tried, they have done excellently. And that's another thing where, like, people have talked to me. I think, someone was telling me, they were like, I'm scared for, like, Captain Marvel to come out and, like, the character's lame. And I was like, I'm not, because I know that if they mess up the character, the Russo brothers will make her cool.
Wait, that's who, Captain Marvel?
Yeah, yeah.
There's, like, a term in, like, a lot of YouTubers that are saying, like, oh, that character got Russo'd.
Yeah.
Like, there were, like, videos of, like, Thor being Russo'd, like, Iron Man being Russo'd.
Well, because, like,
how Captain America got Russo'd.
Thor was great in Ragnarok. I was like, this guy's dope. But, like, my favorite Thor is Infinity War Thor, where he's just, like, a little bit more serious. Yeah. But it's, like, the perfect balance. And it's, like, he has that whole sad scene where he's, like, trying to joke about, like, what else do I have to, like, lose? But he's actually sad.
There's
That's
actually,
so good.
Like, because they went into psychology of how much he lost.
Yeah. I love it. They do every character the best. Doctor Strange was, like, badass. I was like, dude, Doctor Strange is the coolest. And then he died.
Yeah. Well, what about, I just remember this because this happened, like, a day or two, I think, after our last episode. But they confirmed that Matt Reeves' Batman is coming out in 2021. And
he's done. Well, who's going to be Batman?
I don't know, dude. But people, they said he's going to be younger. It's going to be like a young Batman. And I'm like, oh, no. I'm like, you're going to pick someone bad. Fuck.
It better not be. When they say younger, they better mean like 30 and
that's
not
what
like
I hope.
And
like
not
Christian
like
Bale
17.
In Batman Begins. Like
that. Because that was what I would consider a young Batman.
Because there was like a list, and I hope it's fake. I think it's fake. But it was like Warner Brothers leaked, like, who they think they want, and it was all, like, the people you would think they would pick, and it was, like, Dylan O'Brien.
No.
And, like, all these young boys, and Zac Efron, and Robert Pattinson was on the list.
Out of the three you listed, I would be the most okay with him, because he's actually, like, none of them are bad actors. But I'd be like, all right, let's give this a shot, if they cast him, just because...
It'd be weird.
It would be weird.
Who knows?
But it could be the ultimate redemption for Twilight.
I just want them to make a cool Batman movie where he's mostly Batman in it, like those Arkham games.
Yeah.
And Matt Reeves is like, because it's called The Batman. You better make it fucking good, dude.
I just can't wait for them to make a Batman movie called The Caped Crusader.
Yeah,
why they haven't used that name yet? or the world's greatest detective.
They call him.
I know, but I was trying to think of like all the goofy Batman names. Oh, yeah. I was trying to think of another one to say
bats.
For like,
oh man,
bats. It's just called bats.
Batsy.
What if they call it Wayne?
If I would Wayne,
like Logan,
yeah.
Except Bruce.
Bruce.
Call it Bruce. Almighty.
Almighty Bruce.
Almighty Bruce.
The Almighty Bruce.
And he teams up with Jim Carrey, and Jim Carrey's God in that movie.
Oh,
I would if I directed a Batman movie, it would definitely be the Adam West Batman.
Yeah.
Like for sure. Like without a question. I would put Green Hornet in it.
Did you guys see anything this week?
Any what?
New movies, whatever.
I would say that I saw, not saw, but like I downloaded a Piranha Plant from Smash because he's out now.
Oh, is yeah. How is he?
Yeah, he's actually really fun.
He looks really fun. I haven't played him yet.
Yeah.
He looks
me and Logan were playing with him a little bit. He's really cool. He has like really, because like it's like one of those things where you have to strategize what he's doing. Like he can pretty much spit out a spike ball, blow it up like, you know, vertically and then like
lob it
at people. It's really fun.
Well, I was asking that because I watched, they released on Netflix that Velvet Buzzsaw movie.
Yeah, was
have
it
you
good?
Heard of that? It was so bad.
Uh-oh.
And it was sad because I love
Jake
Nightcrawler. And I love Jake Gyllenhaal.
Is it by the same guy?
It's the same guy who did Nightcrawler. Nightcrawler's amazing. And the first thing you notice when you start the movie is, oh, this looks like a Netflix movie. You know what I mean? Oh. Like right away you're like, this looks like a really bad TV
show.
That's
not good.
And Nightcrawler, some of the really good cinematography in that movie. And everything about it sucked. And it was very sad because from the trailer it was like, oh, it's about an art, about these art critics. Jake Gyllenhaal basically plays Danny DeVito art critic from that one episode. And I was like, that'll be great. And all the paintings start to come to life or some shit. And you're like, it can't just be that they come to life and kill you. And then you watch the movie and you're like, they literally just come to life and kill you. And it's not scary. Whoops. And they tried to play it for scares and it's so bad. And I just wanted to bring it up because if you guys ever have a moment, watch it because you will be let down and it'll be great in a funny way. Everything where you're like, oh, you go, oh, they did that. Where they're like, oh, this will be edgy. And you're like, it's not.
Oh, my God.
And it makes me sad because it was cool. And then I saw last night for free. We just went in and snuck in and saw it. Me and Zoe saw Escape Room.
Was it bad?
And it was good.
What?
It was like we had just seen Velvet Buzzsaw, which was like trying to be scary. And then we saw this movie that was like more thrilling than scary. It was more just like tension. You're like, oh, I hope they get out. And the characters had more backstory and you cared about them more. Like it was goofy and the ending was really bad, but like the story throughout, like you cared about the characters more. And I was like, Velvet Buzzsaw's big thing is like, I didn't give a shit about any character in this movie. So as soon as they started dying, I was like, okay, you know what I mean? Yeah, like even yeah. Jake Gyllenhaal, I'm like, oh,
Gyllenhaal, he dies.
Like,
spoilers.
And the whole time I'm like, what's his name? That's a bad thing in a movie. If you're like, what's that guy's name?
Yeah.
The main guy.
Oh, that's terrible.
You're like, and I'm just calling him Jake Gyllenhaal, the full name, every time.
But that, I think, unless anyone else has any other news, I think that wraps up our news segment.
I'm gonna watch Velvet Buzzsaw. Because you keep telling me
yeah,
how
you
bad
should.
It is.
It's bad, dude.
But
they get attacked by monkeys that come out of the painting.
Speaking of getting attacked by monkeys, you know what game you get attacked by monkeys in?
Oh, wait, you get attacked by... Is that the island? Here it comes, look. Goonga, goonga, goonga. That's... Goonga, goonga.
Kingdom Hearts 3, fellas.
It's finally here.
Yep.
Boy, oh boy, did I wait more than half my life for this game.
It's a long time.
And it's got its ups and downs.
Did it deliver?
In ways, it's very fun to play.
When I watched it, I watched Iron Play, and I played a bit of it. I played most of Toy Story. I played a lot of Toy Story World, and I watched him play, and right away I'm like, if you're a Kingdom Hearts fan, this is pretty much the game that you've been waiting for. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like in terms of like,
it's just
the controls
same game,
are so good,
but better.
You can do so much more.
Yeah.
But like, once so like,
a
my
lot
thing
of the things
is,
that it's that they still incorporated are still bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's a weird mix because I don't know how much you watched, but like one thing they did well. So I'll go through a bunch of stuff that like they did better, and then other stuff that I'm like, you need to fix this.
Yeah.
Is
and I'll agree with you.
The the cutscenes for scenes that really matter are all pre-rendered and look better and are paced way better. And I'll have
which
music.
Ones are pre-rendered?
So like usually it's like the last scene in each world.
Yeah.
Will and they'll have music actually scored to them.
That's cool.
Which is something they never did in any of the other games, which I loved. Like when characters did things, their themes would play that would like meld into other themes of like things, and I'm like, that's good because in the old games they would just pick a track and have it loop underneath it regardless of what happened.
I mean, they really should have gotten Skrillex for all the games.
And he didn't
we're going to jump ahead. Like Skrillex should be in every game. I mean, to be honest,
he should be the main character.
We should have played as Skrillex. And so, Donald and Goofy are like, well, Skrillex, yeah. Come on,
Skrillex.
But like, dude,
you're the master of the Keyblade, Skrillex.
One thing. So I really love the music's like the strong, like a super strong point in the game.
I'm gonna have to agree with you.
And the fact that they went really hard on it because a lot of other elements of the game felt like they were like, well, we'll just do it again. Not all of them.
Yeah.
But like the gummy ship was horrible.
Well, I liked the new way you get around in the gummy ship.
Yeah.
How you just like roll. Did you see other stuff you can add on to it?
Yeah,
you can put like a dog on it.
But here's the cool. But the thing about it, like that's my literally, James, to its credit, I'll just get it out of the way so we can talk about the good things. It's the only thing that when I was watching Hiram play or I played was the only thing that was like, this is god awful.
The gummy ship
is horrible.
I agree. It's the worst.
Boss.
It's the worst part of the game.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like, if you have anything where it's obvious what the worst thing in the game is, even if it's not that bad by comparison to other games, take it out.
Yeah.
Because you're just dragging the rest of the game down.
And that's the thing is,
because you're trying to get to Toy Story World, and you had to fight that fucking boss.
Well, you could dodge that boy.
3 hours.
You could have dodged that boy.
No, it didn't let you. You got to Toy Story World.
Oh, yeah, and that dude shows up.
Yeah.
Well, you guys freaking put it on proud mode.
I did.
So?
Yeah.
I had it on normal, and it took me two tries to get through that boy.
It should be fun at all difficulties.
That's
a flaw of the game design.
But I will say that is the weakest part of the game, but it is better than all the other Kingdom Hearts gummy ship ones. Because if you, except for those where when you show up to the world, it's like surprise, there's a boss. You can like dodge. Like I think I did 3 gummy ship battles in the entire game.
But here's the thing. What I'm saying is it is the worst part of the game.
Yeah, no, I'll agree with
you. That's all I'm saying. And if it's like, oh, well, it's better than the other ones, that it doesn't matter. You should take it out because it sucks.
But
because as soon as you get to the world, like when we got to Toy Story World, I was like, this is amazing. Like the gummy ship really gives you a bad impression of the game if you're playing it. But as soon as I got there.
So you like Toy Story?
Dude, Toy Story World was the best part of the game. And you were like, oh, you like this one better because you get more combos faster? Sure, because the combat is way better and more fun
And they give you the roll right off the bat.
The roll is, which you should. And the scan thing is just a default. Like, what the fuck? They're like, oh, obviously. They're like,
it took them
obviously.
Like 20 years to figure it out.
But the Toy Story world really made me like this. Because here's the thing. I was telling Hiram this. Toy Story gives me the feeling that other Disney worlds give you guys, you know, in the other two, you're just in Disney World, one of the Disney worlds, and you're like, wow, this is like my nostalgia. This is really getting to me. I love just running around.
Yeah, like Tarzan.
Other Disney worlds like that, running around them doesn't give me that. Like if I run around in Alice in Wonderland world or whatever.
Yeah, you're like, screw this. Like, but that's like the worst world in that game.
But running around in Toy Story World gave me the feeling you guys get when you play the other ones.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because no other Disney thing really gets to me other than Toy Story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, my favorite world in the whole game was Pirates of the Caribbean, which was a huge twist. For me.
Because, liking it?
Yeah, because in the second game, Pirates of the Caribbean World is a piece of trash. And in this one, it's like this just huge open world where you can go to all these little... like. So the thing that I like best about it, and I think Kingdom Hearts worlds, when they're at their best, are when they take you to... when the story takes you to a couple places in the world, but then there are other places you can go to later and like look around in, and there's like stuff you can find there. And the number one place it did that was Pirates of the Caribbean, because there was like 10 or 12 islands, and it only takes you to the one you start off on, Port Royal, and then a fight at the end.
Yeah.
And it's up to you to go explore all the other ones. And there's some that are like uncharted that
That's
you can
really
just
cool.
show up at. And you drive the ship and you
are
battle.
The ship mechanics fun?
The ship mechanics are... They're very anime because the ship, like when you press park, the ship just stops. Like immediately. It's like...
Good.
And like when you turn, it's not like... Like a slow turn. Yeah. It's just like the ship just like turns so fast.
On a dime.
Yeah. And so...
you Tokyo drift the ship around.
Tokyo drift.
Yeah. But the underwater is really good too. Like at any point, you can just dive underwater and like there's
is
all this cool
expansive?
Stuff. Well, when you're at an island, like with your, when you're within like a certain radius of an island, it's all like fleshed out and there's like stuff you can gather. There's ingredients.
So many ingredients.
So many ingredients.
In Toy Story World where Donald's like, don't forget the ingredients.
Yeah.
And I'm like, these guys care more about food than defeating evil.
Dude, because you can make food with Remy.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's cool. But what I'm saying is it's just funny that Donald freaking out
yeah.
on
just,
ingredients.
I'm just
this
letting James.
This might be a good place to find some ingredients.
And you're like, bro, we're trying to defeat evil right now. We're
Dude,
fighting a robot.
I'm going to reserve my opinions.
On the food?
No.
On the whole
game? I'm just waiting for you to get it all out.
Oh, well, I want to go back and forth a little. I'm just talking about things I liked, and I'll talk about things I don't like later after you talk about things that you like. But I'll say that there's so many ingredients to find in Pirates of the Caribbean. There's so many.
Okay.
And because you dive underwater, and you literally just like swim through schools of fish, and you're like, that's mine. And you just collect the entire
school
of fish.
That's not going to get me to play it, though.
But
I'm going to play the hell out of it.
But
well,
it's pretty
for
dope.
Ingredients. Ingredients doesn't.
Well, for ingredients, too, well, like honestly, cooking with Remy is surprisingly fun.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
It's
yeah.
hilarious.
It's
like,
one
when
of
I,
my favorite parts.
When
of
I
the game.
Fail, it's it, when you fail, it's funny because like Sora's like sorry, and then like
Remy looks
sorry.
Remy just looks like sad, like oh my god.
Is Linguini there too?
No. You are Linguini.
Yeah. Like,
he controls
you,
your hair.
And Linguini's not in the game. He works at Scrooge McDuck's restaurant.
Scrooge
McDuck. Is he like a busboy?
No. Remy's like the head chef of like Scrooge McDuck's
Oh,
bistro.
I thought you said Linguini. I was like, oh.
No. I meant Remy.
Oh, I thought you said Linguini.
And so you
I thought Linguini
you make
was
the stuff.
A busboy.
And by God, Hiram, I'm one recipe away from being a 5-star bistro.
Oh my god!
And,
yes,
and I'm missing one ingredient, and I've been to all the worlds, and I have no idea what it is. I'm missing it, and it doesn't tell me what it is.
That's heartbreaking.
I'm furious, and I'm gonna have to cheat and look it up.
Because to be honest, like,
it's just one ingredient. Come on,
I'm skipping a lot of. I'm like I collect ingredients, but I never like use them as much.
Well, the thing is, it's a fun like mini game, and it's supposed to give you things that like boost your stats temporarily. But I never used them once the whole playthrough
really?
Of the game. Yeah, like if I did, it might have been like a little easier. But the thing is, normal mode is pretty easy.
Yeah,
and. Like, you might want to use them. They'll probably help you out. But, like, for me, it was, like, I just kind of blazed through.
Mm-hmm.
What else did I like? I liked the action. I liked I think the voice acting in this one was way better.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
that's another
Haley
thing
Joel Osment, like,
he
treats it like this is, like, an Oscar-caliber movie, like, in all of his voice acting. And there's some... there's some that did not. Hiram, have you done that? Have you gotten to that guy who like calls you on the phone who's like, I'm just here for the science. I'd like to study.
Oh, yeah,
that guy has the worst voice acting in any
His
of the games.
His voice acting is horrible.
He's just,
I just like
he,
science.
He just looks like, he sounds like he's reading. And you're like, dude, come on.
Because like a huge thing for me, and I don't know if, I don't think they did it in the other games because we were talking about it, but because we were right away with Hades and all them, did they like do a thing now where they do the lip syncing in Japanese and in English?
Yes.
Yeah.
See,
yes.
That helps tremendously.
See,
yeah.
Like,
and they did that with some scenes in the old ones, but
oh, really?
Not all.
So the thing is, like, I looked it up. The English and Japanese like translations are the only ones that they dubbed, and the rest are just like subtitles. So
gotcha.
The rest of the other languages are just subtitles, but English and Japanese are the only
I'm curious to know if they release the ones that are subtitled, if they release them the English version with the subtitles in their language or the Japanese version with the subtitles in their language. Like, I want to know if the majority of the world, when they hear Sora's voice, if it's Haley Joel Osment or whoever the Japanese guy is.
It's whoever the Japanese guy is.
Well, I think that's wrong.
Wait, for majority of the world? It is?
Oh, well, for the majority of the world, it's probably Haley Joel Osment.
That's what I thought,
yeah.
Just because anyone, like, for the most part, the other country other than Japan that appreciates the original Japanese dub of things is America. So I would
Because like the thing is like Japan, just like a lot of other Asian countries, is very westernized. Mm-hmm. So like you go to Japan, there's like a lot of things that are labeled in English.
Yeah.
So it's like when I'm not really surprised if that's the case. Like where like in other countries that's not English or Japanese, they would have like the English dub.
And the thing about it is like watching the Disney related cutscenes, and I can't speak to the other games because I never got to them, but the Disney related cutscenes are amazing, and I don't like skipping them, but as soon as it gets to an anime bullshit cutscene, I'm like pulling my teeth. It's so obnoxious.
And Tom Hanks, I'm gonna talk about that later.
Tom Hanks wasn't in it, but
it's
his brother, and so he sounds pretty close.
The people they got did a good job.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't so much that like in Buzz, Tim Allen wasn't in it.
Yeah, but he did a good job, and he was being a chump. I was like, shut up, Buzz.
Surprisingly, so far the worst.
Buzz was so like
cynical,
and I was like, dude, you were a dumbass like two movies ago. But you fucking weirdo.
I felt the emotion when he like looks when they I forget what they say, but then he looks at Buzz and he sees that he's got like Andy written on his foot, and he's and I was like, see, they
and
care.
They got the characters right, which was cool to me because I thought they would do that weird like it's like in the last games it felt like Goofy and Donald weren't Goofy and Donald, they were just like anime versions of themselves, and they were saying things they would never say, but the
like
characters...
this looks like a good place to find some ingredients.
No, Donald would say that shit.
here's the thing,
but
man.
they got the characters right in this one, like Woody moved like Woody and Buzz.
he'd flop around
and they acted. My favorite bit at Toy Story World was just jumping from the street to the curb and watching all of the characters jump at the same time behind you, because it looked like that scene in Toy Story 2 when they all jump up. And I was like,
My Jake's favorite character
only play Toy Story.
It
forever.
Was by far the best part.
My favorite character that they got right was Rex.
Rex was great, dude. We were Rex laughing so hard because we're like, you know, he'd be like a weeaboo, like.
He is! Yeah.
Well, because when I landed on that planet, and then it starts doing, like, all this, like, I was like, is this an ad?
Dude, we thought the same thing! We were like, are they throwing an ad for Final Fantasy in the, like, literally in the middle of the game? And then it was Rex watching it, and I was like, they got me again.
And it's like,
That was a smart move, because, like, other guys, I just wanted them to stay true to the characters. I'm just going to speak from Toy Story, because that's what I like. Stay true to the characters, but making Rex into that shit is like, oh, of course he'd be into that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Like when you get to the toy store, you beat like everything, and then like they're like, where's Rex? And then you find Rex in like the video game section, trying to find like guidebooks.
You're like, he would do that, dude. Rex would be the Sonic Fox of toys.
He would be. So he would be such an anime weeaboo. He's like, I gotta find my waifu. I love when he flails around, like, and like they got his animation right, like, and I love like Rex's animation.
The only
it's
thing
funny.
Is like they were like, we got to go to Galaxy Toys, and I was like, Galaxy Toys.
Oh yeah, fucking it would have been way
not
better.
Al's Toy Bar.
It would have been way better if it was Al Toy
it's,
Toy Bar.
I think
and it
it's
way
just because I think it's just because they wanted to lay it out a specific way, and if they did it Al's Toy Barn and
Al's
made
Toy
it
Barn
look like that,
basic.
You would have been like, this looks. This is not Al's Toy Barn.
Yeah, I would have been mad either way.
Yeah,
they were like thinking about me. They were like, let's not anger Jake.
But Jake, you didn't see how it ended though. Like no, how Toy Story World ended.
But don't tell me.
I'm not gonna
play that part.
It's anime. I'll tell you what.
it's pretty fun though. Way longer. It gets way longer than what you played.
Does Woody become an Akatsuki?
No, but another one does. Oh, yeah.
But, Buzz?
Well, I'm not going to give much away.
Buzz becomes Itachi Uchiha, dude.
Buzz becomes the... Buzz becomes the
Buzz
Akatsuki.
Buzz kills his clan,
You fight the Unverse, you fight the Heartless, you fight the Nobodies, and the Akatsuki.
And the Akatsuki
from
in
Naruto.
Characters.
Oh, my God. All right, so I guess
I'm trying to think of, like, because my positives were, like, very broad, and, like, I actually really liked the photo system. I love that, like,
mode.
I love that when you point it at people, they react, like, and Donald, like, gets flustered, and he's like, wait, I need a minute.
That
was, like, endearing. I was like, that's nice. And they all reacted the way their characters would.
Fucking boss, though, with 9 health bars, that was crazy.
Dude, they get insane. There's bosses that are,
I'm gonna keep quiet until James is done.
You're talking about the one at Tangled?
I'm gonna keep quiet.
Your...
face.
I'm gonna keep quiet. You know,
he was like, God Tangled damn
was
it.
Tangled was like my second favorite world.
Yeah,
Behind Pirates. Tangled like
was pretty
so
dope.
Good.
It was
Tangled
pretty
was
great.
Like so like beautifully realized, and like I've been back since and like run around it, and I'm like, there's just so much here, like
yeah,
and it's a good place to find ingredients.
So
I've heard from Donald.
So I'm gonna stop you right there because
I want to say one more thing first.
All right, what's the one?
It
more
was
thing?
That Andy gave me an idea for this meme because he was watching it with me and he was thoroughly confused.
But
he was like, you should take the clip from the end of Tangled World where it's from the movie where Flynn Rider's dying and like it's quiet and they're like, oh no. And he was like, you should take that. And when it's on Flynn and it's silent, dub in Donald going, this looks like a good place to find some ingredients. And so every time he said it, when it was like pretty quiet, I've like saved the clip so that I can try to go back and do that as like
you
a meme.
You should do that. If you do that, we'll put it on our Instagram because that'd be funny.
Hiram. All right, so I'm gonna talk about the things that I did not like first, because there's so much more that I loved than I didn't like, and there are things that I hated. I did not hate the gummy ship as much as you did.
It was bad.
Jake, I didn't like it.
Yeah,
the hugest problem of this game so far, the hugest problem of this game so far is that it's a huge pace breaker. Either if it's the gummy ships or the overlong, unnecessary anime bullshit cutscenes.
Yeah, the cutscenes are way too long.
And it really wouldn't be an issue if the cutscenes were... And, like, honestly, there's been cutscenes of, like, scenes that are irrelevant. Like, there's, like, literally a scene where, like, they're talking in the gummy ship, and then it cuts to another scene of them in the gummy ship just, like talking and, like, joking around. I'm just like, this could just be the same cutscene. Why are they loading two of the same kind of cutscenes that not much happens?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know? It's rough, and... I'll agree with you on that one. One of my huge problems with this is the pace of the game is like horrible.
It's terrible.
It doesn't, and it backloads literally all of its story. And you'll know when you get there, the last like world you get to, all the story happens, and it all happens so compactly. And I'm like, good God.
Yeah.
And like, every single payoff of every single thing of every single storyline all is like at once, and you're like, what in the world? And
well, I would ask you, like, because I don't really care too much for the story. I don't give a shit about the story. So you don't care if I spoil things?
Yeah,
Hiram was skipping.
Oh, you don't?
I was literally skipping cutscenes. So,
okay, cool. Then I can talk about how I feel about it here, because I was like, I don't want to ruin it for Hiram, but I literally have no one to talk with about this, about like what I've experienced.
I don't give a fuck.
Because this was my number one thing. First of all, before I go into this, because this is going to be a lot to talk about.
Jesus.
And Hiram, you'll talk about what you specifically have too. But like,
yeah, yeah.
Before that, my only other big issue with it is when I finished the game, I could feel that a lot of stuff in the game was like cut out from what they originally wanted. Like I can feel like there was supposed to be like two or three more like original worlds. Like, cause the whole time the world that they're like on Skype with you, where they're like hanging out, where like, first of all, you never get to walk around in like the dark realm where Donald and, or where
Mickey and Riku
are, which I think you originally were supposed to. And you never,
So you only played that one time.
Yeah. And you never, you never get to walk around in Radiant Garden, which is has been in all the other games, but in this one you don't go to it. There's no Final Fantasy characters in the whole game.
That's good.
But like, which I mean, annoyed some people. I didn't notice until I was done with the game and I heard someone point it out. I was like, oh, I guess there wasn't. So that wasn't a big deal for me. There are cutscenes at the island. But you never get to walk around on it. And I'm like, I wanted to walk around on it. And they never play the island music.
Oh, I'm out.
That's terrible.
Sayonara.
Why would they? Oh, you know, probably because time constraints and shit.
Time constraints. They had 15 years.
Yeah, they could have made a... Yeah.
They could have made it. That's the thing.
I will not accept time constraints as an excuse for anything in
this
game.
Not for this game, no.
Because they had so much, they had 15 years, and if they wanted to, they could have been like, we'll release it in 2020, and I would have been like, oh, it's a long time to wait, but if you're making the game better, it's worth it.
I don't think Tetsuro Nomura wanted to, like, I don't think he went out all out for this game like how Sakurai went out all out for Smash Brothers Ultimate.
Yeah, well, that's because you feel and spoilers, this isn't the last game.
Oh.
And that was another thing where I was like, I want it to be over. Not because and you guys know how much I love this, but there's something ending that I love about, like, having, an ending and being able to sit them all on my shelf and be like, this is the whole story and not have them keep being, like, stringy.
It makes it feel like it's worth it.
Yeah.
If it just keeps going, you're like, then this isn't real.
Yeah, because the whole game has the tone of, like, this is it. And then they're like,
the first game had that tone. You know what I mean? Yeah. They all have a tone of, like, this is the thing. We got to, like, save friendship.
But, like, this one starts off from, like, the menu music.
Like, this
it's
is
like,
it.
They're like, this is, like, it's the most epic menu music I've ever heard in my entire life. Because
when you have, like, 2.5 and an eighth, like, oh, and 2.5 and 2/8,
yeah,
and you just keep, it's like, we're working to that three, that big end, you know?
Yeah.
And then it's not an, like, end, so we're going to have 3.1 and a fourth.
It's like, but it's just one thing that this YouTuber said that made the most sense out of everything I've heard about Kingdom Hearts, where it's just like, I think that Tetsuro Nomura just kept writing as he went along, because you could tell.
Yeah, and
it feels like a game. It feels like a story. He's making shit up as he goes along.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is a lot of people make stories up as they go along, and it makes sense, because I did learn that Tetsuya Nomura, when he made Kingdom Hearts 1, had never directed a game before in his life.
No, he's a character designer.
He was just a character designer that they just picked because he was like, "I'll do it."
And this guy's got cool,
like,
shoes on his
character. And I'm like, it shows, because the first one actually has, like, a very straightforward, easy-to-follow story.
Yeah, the first one has the best story, but, by default.
Yeah, but all the other ones are way too complicated, and it shows, because it's like, the thing is, when you're making a story, a lot of stories are made up as you go along, especially, like, TV shows and stuff, but good storytellers know what they can and can't do because of that. And so he tries to, like, I guess the correct term would be, like, have his cake and eat it too. And you can't, like, some of your characters can't have the ending you want them to have, because you've set them up in a way where it would be too much. Like, so I'll just say some stuff that happens.
Yeah, I want to know what you're talking about.
All right. Roxas comes in the end scene, because they're setting it up as the whole story goes. They're like, yeah, you can make these vessels, which are basically like mannequins that you can put someone's heart into and it becomes that person. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that already is, I'm like, kind of out on that idea, because that cheapens literally any death in the entire franchise.
Yeah.
But,
which is an anime thing to bring everyone back.
Yeah. But there's like a dangerous time at the end. Out of nowhere, Roxas shoots out of the sky and lands. And, like, from, like, a editing and, like, directing perspective, it's, like, paced super well and is awesome. But then he's got to, like, explain how he was able to show up. And I'm like,
that's anime right there.
And I'm
there.
Like, dude,
boom, yeah. Because, well, I found a rift in the time portal.
Imagine because, if, like, Thor, when he went to Wakanda, in Infinity War, like, explains, like, well, I...
Well, and the thing is...
He never told them, we just knew. Like, what if Thor showed up and he was like, I went to a planet, but Peter Dinklage was there.
But the thing is, and it wasn't even
Thor,
anime in the way that...
Happened.
It wasn't even anime in the way that, like, you know how it happened, but then he explains it.
Yeah.
It's like, I was like, how is this possible? And then, because they had the body or whatever and all that crap, but then he shows up and he's like, I still needed a connection, and I was just given it here because something had happened that I don't remember. And I was like, you could have so, like, I'm like, you know, you don't, this thing doesn't exist as you say it. Like, you could have come up with that when you're writing the game and gone back and had someone say, like, we are trying to bring him back, but he needs, like, some kind of connection we just can't figure out. And then all you have to do is then later on in the game, when that connection happens and he shows up, you're like, oh, cool. And he's he says, I finally had that connection. And you go, oh, it's not like a, well, you made this up as
you
went
along.
That's
weird. It's like you can literally just go back in the script document and go, oh, I should hint at this a little bit better.
Yeah. It's stuff. It's all like, it's stuff like
that. We were
telling
Logan about that the other day when he was like, can I do that? Or is that like a weak? I'm a weak storyteller. I'm like, no, people do it all the time.
That's what you're supposed to do.
I'll make your story better.
Yeah, it's just there's so many things that like should be foreshadowed and stuff, and that, and then the a big thing with that too is like there's the there's so many villains in this game, which isn't necessarily a problem given the what they're doing with them, but what bugged me about it is that they felt inconsequential until you get the end to the end of the game because they keep just showing up. Yeah. Making fun of you, and then you almost fight them, and they leave.
Yeah,
and that happens over and over and over again until the end
of
the game.
There's so many times, like in different worlds. Like I just beat monsters, like Monster.
Oh yeah, that one's hilarious.
And like it's so funny because like it seems like I don't know what the fuck that dude's name.
Oh,
is.
Oh, that guy Vanitas.
Vanitas.
He's about to kill Sora.
He's like, oh, I'm gonna kill you, Sora. Roxas and Ventus is inside you, or some shit. That was which is what I was gonna mention before. Yeah. And then literally Sully comes up behind him, grabs him. He roars at him. Like, Vanitas drops his keyblade, like, Sully grabs him and then throws him into a door. And then Mike closes the door, and then, like, Sully picks up the door and then throws the door into another door. And then throws that door into one more door.
And then they shred the door.
For goodness. And I was like, that was the best thing that I've ever seen in this
game.
Dude,
that's amazing. That was something I loved. I loved the Disney characters being like, what the fuck is this anime bullshit?
Yeah.
Dude, Buzz and Woody being like, what? I don't understand. They were like, you're in a video game, bro. They kept saying that. They were like, you're not real. And Sully being like, get out of here.
Yeah, but one...
Let's shred him.
But one...
I'll defeat you, Roxas.
My least favorite world in the game was Frozen. I hate it when the worlds just play through the story of the movie, and you're just like... And they're like, and Sora's there too. Because I'm always like, what is this? And that's why I like Toy Story, because it was like, all of our friends are vanished and we don't know what's happening. And like Monsters, Inc., they do like the same thing in that, where it like takes place after Monsters, Inc., where like Sully's in charge. Like, that's why I like those better. And
I liked Entangled when you're watching the end scene. Like, they were there.
Yeah, they're like hanging out. But Frozen, they make you sit through Let It Go. It happens in the game. And so the music starts up, and I'm like, they're not doing this, are they? And it goes through the whole song, and then the song ends.
Is Sora dancing?
The song ends, and she slams the door, and it cuts to Sora, Donald, and Goofy just standing in the snow outside, and Sora goes, what was that? And then they won me over immediately because he goes, what was that? And I was like, I agree. But the biggest
Sora just has to be us.
Yeah. But the worst part of that world was when they showed it was Anna or Anna or whoever you say her name talking about like it wasn't always this way when we were kids, and it shows the do you want to build a snowman scene, but she's narrating over it, but her and the singing, her narrating and the singing of the song are at the same volume. So I'm just like, I have no idea what's being said right now.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
I just want to know why
the sound mixing is well, the end is not bad. It's just there are things in it where I'm like,
well, I want
you
to
should
talk,
have
talk
set
about
this
what
up.
You wanted to say about the end.
That's what I was saying, was like how Roxas like shows up and then they have to like explain. It's just like it feels like they didn't earn some of the things that they did.
Yeah.
Where it's like everyone is reunited with their friends and I'm like, Roxas
Kyrie?
Shouldn't have been allowed to. Oh yeah. Ooh, I don't know how much I want to say about like the whole end. It goes to some dark places at times.
Really?
Like,
what do you mean dark places? Kyrie tries to kill herself or some shit?
No.
Suicide.
But there's just like it gets like it does like a Harry Potter, which was
Sora dies.
Cool. Where they all show up to fight and they I just kind of want to show you guys like the end scene and see what you think.
Oh, okay.
But we'll watch it after this.
We'll watch it after. Yeah, yeah.
But
what, Hiram, you had a whole bunch of things still.
I do still, but it's just like James is still kind of like elaborating the ending.
I know. It's just the end itself, like the ultimate ending. They kind of retconned the main villain's motivation, which I was happy about because his original motivation I thought was absurd. I had
no
idea.
Like to start the
Keyblade
Wars,
yeah,
right?
And they never explained why, and it was just like because he was curious to see what happened, And I was like, that's not
an
good
anime
enough.
Motive.
Yeah, and I was
I
like,
was curious.
And, but they wreck. Yeah, but they like retconned it to where he was had this whole other thing that made way more like motivational sense. And I was like, all right, cool, that's better. But
like the entire game, like Xehanort, which is the main villain of Kingdom Hearts. Yeah, his name is Xehanort with an X.
As soon as any scene Hiram was playing, they said Xehanort, any scene. Like, it was like Toy Story. Ah, and then they go, Xehanort, he'd skip it.
I would skip, literally, as soon as, like, yeah, as soon as they mention Xehanort, or, like, or as soon as you see a member from Organization 13 show up, that's when I skip. But I'm so glad you didn't skip the one where, like,
where he gets thrown in Vanita, all the
doors. Yeah, I was like, that's perfect. I want that for every scene.
Yeah.
I want every bad guy that shows up Sully to appear and throw them in a door and shred the door.
Throw them in a door and then throw that door into another door.
But I want that to be a move you can do.
Yeah. But yeah. I also unlocked the secret ending yesterday. So they have, if you do like a bunch of bonus stuff, you get like a secret ending. It's basically like a tease for the next game. And I found it underwhelming. I mean, it looked cool, but I was like, what
is
this?
Yeah, so see, the thing is, like, that's why I didn't want to tell you when I saw the review on IGN, because like, for some reason I hate myself and I watch IGN reviews. But, like, because he said, like, the game is great, but the story, if people really care about the story, it doesn't really have, like, a huge emotional payoff.
Oh, it has a pretty emotional payoff. That guy must not have really played the other games, because, like, everyone who I know who, like, loves the, because like I love some characters, like I love Sora, like I love Street. Like the main, yeah, you know, like Dog Street, who makes it to the end, thank God.
Yeah, he doesn't get
and
killed.
And he appears in the final like montage
with popsicles, of course.
Well, you'll have to find out.
Showed me one random cutscene on Instagram, one of Logan's friends, and he's watching the cutscene, and it's one where it's that red-haired guy
Axel.
Yeah, and he's got the popsicles, and then the other guy's like, you can't finish them.
Oh, yeah. He has buddy, because he has the two.
He goes,
that's
hey,
like,
give it back. Dude. And he goes, you won't be able to finish them.
Axel's story is strong, because his whole thing's about how, like,
he's trying to get
all of his friends have literally vanished from existence, because, like, his best friends were, like, Roxas, and then this one of the spinoff games was about this character named Shion, who was, like, the first nobody, because you know, do you know what that means?
Yes.
The nobodies are like the shells that like come to life or whatever. Sure. Like he was one. It's like in Coco when the person ceases to exist and everyone just forgets they existed altogether. Mm. That happens to
Coco.
This. Oops. Well, that's not a main plot point
that's
of the story. But basically, like,
to be honest,
this girl is like friends with Axel and Roxas, and then she vanishes from existence and everyone just completely forgets she, like, there it was like her their best friend, and they forget she ever existed, except for Axel, like, has like flashes where he like starts to remember, and that's like what a lot of this game's about. So that was like that was something that, like, his story worked well.
Yes,
but that was why he had whatever. I didn't need to explain
this game is exhausting.
It's very exhausting to talk about the story. So let's talk about what I did not like as far as the gameplay goes.
Okay,
which is not much.
Gameplay wise, it's a fun game.
Gameplay wise, it's amazing.
Yeah,
I got to tell you that right off the bat, I'm in love with the combat. There are a few things that are janky though. That I told James. Here's the thing, man. Like I played like a lot of action games in my time. A lot of them.
Yeah.
A lot of, especially Japanese ones, they're my favorite because they have a lot of the most tight controls.
That's racist.
But very weak stories.
That
that's typical
Japanese
of
games.
That's typical of Japanese games. Like the story is really tight. Like I really wish that like Kingdom Hearts had like a little wink to us that they know how ridiculous the story is. Like Bayonetta. Like
it does at one point.
Well, 2.9 doesn't count.
No. I mean, there's a line somewhere in it, and I forget exactly what is
like
said,
an
but it's like
overall tone, not
oh,
just like
oh,
one.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Because it takes itself way too seriously. But like besides that, like I remember like fighting a lot of bosses, and like sometimes I'm fighting with the camera because sometimes the camera messes up a little bit.
It still feels like a PS2 game. You know what I mean? Not in a bad way,
but sometimes the
camera is a PS2 thing. Like all PS2 games had a janky ass camera. You know what I mean?
Did it?
Yeah.
Kingdom Hearts 2 had a good camera.
PS2. Say what?
Kingdom Hearts 2 had a pretty good camera.
Yeah, like Kingdom Hearts 3, I'm saying the camera gets finicky and janky sometimes. And also the dodge move is very, like,
well, you're talking, the ground dodge is
great. But like the air dodge is like pretty much almost fucking useless.
The ground dodge is almost broken how good it is, because it's like if you roll, even if the other guy's doing like his most ultimate move and it like goes right through you while you're rolling, you're invincible while you're rolling. So you're just like, I roll.
The dodge roll, the dodge roll.
That's
great.
A lot of games.
The
though.
Air dodge move has been like pissing me off because like there are things I like literally dodge in the air. And then, like, it, like the recovery from that dodge is so long for me to dodge again. And
I think
I
that's a dash, not a dodge, though. I think that's not supposed
still,
to
like,
be used
counted
as
a, one.
Maybe.
Because, you know? Like, there's no other move you can dodge in the air. And there's a you lot can, of on, there's an yeah. onslaught of shit coming at you. So
sometimes
I'm playing,
you just got to take the hit.
I played through this. I'm playing through this game on proud mode, which isn't the world's hardest thing. I played through a lot harder. But
humble
like,
brag.
I mean, I have. Bayonetta's been, like, really kicking my ass, too. But
well, I think
like,
you'd agree, like, we want the potential for this game, combat-wise, is you could do some crazy shit
and
make a really
and
intricate combo system. No, like, an intricate, like Bayonetta-style combat system.
Oh,
but it
gosh.
Is still a kid's game. You know what I mean? So it's like,
yeah, but
doing that would sacrifice what it is a little bit. You know what
a
I mean?
A little.
Yeah.
Well,
because out of it, I want to do like X, triangle, circle, like comma.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah.
you're just pressing X over and over again.
Well, when you get further triangle. In, it's like
I know
X, 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 square, circle, X,
and then, like,
X.
Well, no, I love triangle. The comment because it's not just like pressing X, X, X all the time. You press X a lot of times to like build up a meter to like do special attacks.
Well,
like,
I know, but it's like that's not yeah. like a combo system.
I guess I can transition to what I really like about the combos, mm-hmm. which is just like the Disney attraction. Like combos.
I did not like the Disney attraction.
Really?
Rides. They're too easy.
I love it.
They're so absurd. Well, because here's the thing. Here's why I don't like them. Because there's never like a scene where someone's like, now you can do this or something. It's at the beginning of the game, they're like, become an attraction ride. I'm like, when did this happen? Just from like a story perspective, they're just like, now you can do this. I'm like, when?
That's
why?
Cool.
I mean, like,
I
the story's
it.
Dumb. So it's like,
yeah,
I don't
you
really,
can kind of do anything.
You can just do anything. And it's just like the fact that like you can make like Disney attractions a part of it's like. It's like a perfect evolution of the combat system.
Yeah. Because,
like, you get to, like, summon a pirate ship. You get to summon, like, Buzz Lightyear blasters. You get to summon, like, a carousel. And they do, like, a tremendous amount of damage.
Yeah.
And depending on, like, what keyblade you have, because you unlock different keyblades after you
yeah.
finish the world, which
yeah.
I think is dope.
That's cool.
And, like, you, and it's, like, pretty much based on, and depending on which world you're in, that you get, like, a special depending on, like, so, like, in Tangled World,
I
like Rapunzel
that.
Like wraps you in her hair and like she whips you around.
That's pretty cool.
And then throws you at the enemies. Buzz in Toy Story World, you like you,
oh,
join
you get
a,
on the rocket.
You get on a rocket yeah. ship that's on, like that's from the first movie and with Buzz and Woody and like Buzz says it's go time and then like you literally like hit them multiple times and it spins around and like Buzz is like ha 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 ha.
That's awesome.
Ha ha ha.
Yeah, I like all those moves because they used to have team up moves like that in Kingdom Hearts 2, but. I never used them because whenever you would use them, it used up all your magic and you had to wait for it to recharge. But now they're just free. And I'm like, this is how it should be because it's not like a world ending move.
Yeah.
It's just like a cool character
fun.
Thing.
It's
yeah.
a cool. It's like it can get kind of boring sometimes. But like sometimes like the bosses in the world end just when things start to get a little too boring. Depending on the world, though.
Yeah, I got a question for you, Hiram. When you did the water ride one where you each go around, did you draw a penis? Because I did.
Oh, I just, I mean, because, like, I wish I could. I wish I could have that much fun. But the thing is, okay, going back to the proud mode,
you gotta win.
The bosses,
you gotta
yeah,
win.
I try to damage as much
you
as possible.
You could have just used it against some goons.
Yeah,
I could,
draw
but
a
like
penis.
The,
draw
the
a penis,
but the water rides.
Live a little.
So far, the water rides came when, like, I was fighting a boss, which. Have been kicking my ass, bruh. Like, I've been on Mother Gothel's Heartless or Nobody for, like, the longest time.
You beat it, right?
I did.
Where are you now?
In Frozen World.
You're in Frozen? Ooh, that yeah, one's the end of that one's going to really give you a hard time. It took me about 3 tries, so it'll take you about 3 days.
Oh, my God. It took me, like, an entire, like, day and a half to finish Mother Gothel. It took me a while to finish, like, the final boss in the Monster World, just because that one took forever. Also,
yeah.
What pisses me off is that, like it wouldn't, like, I don't mind how hard it is. It's fine because I can figure out what I need to do. But, like, the enemies are sporting really long health bars. It's absurd.
Yeah, that was funny when he fought yeah. that thing, and I was like, you got it. Oh, he's got 9.
Yeah,
I was
there's
like,
even
9
more.
Health bars?
It's
okay.
crazy. At the end of the game, the boss fights are like insanity.
What they could have
so
done
basically
is like
what
given
they do
him
is...
one health bar that was really big and just made it go down slower. and it wouldn't look as ridiculous.
But I think it's because they want to. Yeah, I think it's just because they want to have it be like a standardized thing where, like, if you hit any character or any bad guy, their health goes down the same amount visually. And so it's like if they have a tiny health bar, you're like, oh, I'll wreck this guy fast.
Well, the thing is...
But anything where you have to put 9 health bars on a thing, don't
well,
do that.
See, that's what makes me die a lot. It's not the boss itself. It's the fact that it's so lengthy that eventually it gets me. And I get so mad when I'm at the final 2 like bars and I get hit in one hit and I die.
That's the
welcome
thing.
To my childhood, Hiram.
I don't like bosses like that. Yeah, you're right. Where it's not that they're difficult bosses, it's just they're so it takes so long.
It takes so fucking long.
Yeah, that eventually
that's not
like
a design.
I fucking was so pissed at the Mother Gothel boss in Tangled because it was hard. I was pissed about the monster one in the monster world because it was just long.
Yeah.
It took because like every time you get a wailing on this guy, he would either charge at you with his hard to dodge, or he would like summon his like little like globby hand things that take like 10 minutes to like for him to end it so you can hit him again. It's just stupid.
That guy. I remember him now. I remember that boss.
Oh,
I made quick work of that guy.
I bet you did, James. I bet you fucking did. But it's but another thing that's rewarding is that like you get to find out what kind of like what will really work on the boss and what doesn't. So like for the Mother Gothel boss, I had to like throw a lot of projectiles where as like the last one was like I had to like wail on him like to keep my distance, wail on him again, and then like hit him with projectiles.
Sometimes
so like
you gotta
mix.
Just hit him a couple times, and then you just gotta do dodge rolls around in circles.
Yeah, but sometimes
for like 2 hours,
dodge rolls don't work. Sometimes
they
you
work.
Sometimes you dodge into the danger, and sometimes
well, Hiram,
when you like do your special move. Sometimes
Hiram.
Right after you do your special move, like after you do flare, which I've abused many times, you like
you
get
you
hit
fire?
By a thing. So what?
Fire. Flare. Is flare a different thing?
Flare is like when you team up with Donald Duck.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah. I remember
it's a really it's one of the better moves.
I like that one. I like Goofy's shield move because it's pretty much useless, but you can't get hit while you use it.
Oh, the
so
one where, like,
it, where you all huddle behind his shield.
Yeah, I hate that one so
well,
much.
If you, Hiram, if you time it right, when a guy's doing his like super move that you like have a hard time dodging, they can't hit you with it.
Oh no, you can't. But it's not like you can hit him with it too. If
you could, if you time it.
But if the what if the boss is in the air, James?
Well, you just gotta wait him out.
But doesn't that use a bar if you use his shield move?
No.
No.
Yeah, they changed.
But like,
that
I like Goofy's other shield move,
where you
which
zip
is
into
where
the
you
air.
Just like zip in the air and then you throw Goofy at him and it's like go get him. And then
I like that certain moves have like a special effect against certain enemies. Like, have you noticed
with
like the giant sandworm thing? If you have you done that to them? If
what,
you do Goofy's shield thing to like the giant sandworms that pop up,
Beetlejuice?
No, one pops up in Hercules right in the beginning,
yeah.
But they show up a lot later in other worlds. If you do Goofy's shield, like Bombardier or whatever it's called, and you lock onto it, it'll shoot him into the thing's mouth, and then it like explodes, and it's like a one-hit kill.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
that's the thing. Like, that's part of what makes it great to me. It's just like,
yeah.
That's why I wasn't so mad about the Monstropolis one, because I was like, I just didn't know like what I can do to beat it yet.
Yeah.
And then when you figure it out, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
But
you've got some fun times ahead, though. But you're almost to the end of the game. I'll tell you what.
Already? I didn't
what,
get to
what
the
you,
big. I'm in Frozen World, but I have like
you have,
Pirates
and Big Hero 6.
Big Hero 6. That's it.
What? Yeah.
Oh.
And then you have there's like 3 original worlds, but there's really only one, and it's not very big.
Yeah.
It's like one, and then you go to 2 more, but you don't really get to do that much there.
Oh, okay.
One of them is not really. One of them you can go back to and like do stuff once you like beat the game.
Yeah.
The other one is straight up like you spawn in and it like looks amazing, but as soon as you walk forward, it's just the boss fight, and I'm disappointed because I'm like, I want to walk
it's
around
like
here.
Explore this world, yeah. I'm loving it because like even though I'm getting my ass kicked, it's like it's making me play the game a lot better because like it's not it's really it's teaching you really well to not just like sit and wail on things. You have to like use your magic. You have to like throw fire at it.
Yeah,
which
like,
is what a good combat system does.
It is. Yeah, exactly. There's like it's a lot more than just like mashing X, which I appreciate.
To me, if I play this game as a kid, like, not saying it's dumb or anything like that, but yeah. a combat system as like a 12-year-old or whatever, and I'm just getting into games like that. Like, I haven't played Bayonetta or anything like that, and I'm just like getting into combat systems. It's a pretty good combat system, you know.
I like it. I like it.
Oh, now that I'm kind of into this, oh, and then I play these other games that are a little bit harder and they're more complex, you know?
I love the animation of it. How like when you cast, if you're sprinting and you cast a spell, he like hovers and glides while he casts it. He doesn't just like stop on the spot.
Yeah, and it feels great. And you do the same thing when he heals himself, which I use heal a lot.
Yeah.
They made most of the things.
I'm glad it's like unlimited. Say what?
They made most of the things that needed to be improved in the fun, like you were saying about taking your magic down. They were probably like, that's a balance thing. But now they're like, it's more about whatever's the most fun thing to do. Which I feel like if a game is like needs to sacrifice fun or like balance or whatever, don't sacrifice fun. I think fun is the first thing. That's why certain bits like the gummy ship or whatever, like if that's bringing the fun level down at all, you should just get rid of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But overall, like,
I have a soft spot for the gummy ship, and I
knew you would. I was saying, well, I'm gonna say it's bad.
No. I know.
I'm just saying objectively as a game.
No. And I agree with you that it is definitely like the weakest part of the game, but I will say it's like a huge improvement over what it was. It's so Japanese. The fact that you can put like a little corgi on top of your car or top of your gummy ship and he's huge. You can't it like offers bonuses, but it's like the size of your whole ship.
That's awesome.
And it's just like sitting there and I'm like, what is this? Who's like, and you unlock these like animals to put on it and none of them are like cool. It's just like a dog to put on your ship.
It's not like a panther. Yeah. You're a panther, dude.
None of it's like, look at this sweet, like,
oh yeah. Go ahead.
I don't know. None of it's like, look at this like razor sharp, like wing you could put on or something. It's just like, here's a dog. It's like, who's, or like, here's like a bow. You're like, why?
Like a who's bow, like a bow tie?
Like a bow you put in your hair.
I
put a bow on it.
I, what's also cool as part of the combat is, you can summon characters too. Like, you get to summon,
I didn't use that much.
You get to summon Wreck-It Ralph. One time for the Mother Gothel boss, I summoned Wreck-It Ralph, and it did like a fuck ton of damage.
Yeah, he wrecks people. Pun intended. Yeah.
And then you get to summon Simba, too.
That's cool.
And Simba, like, you know, jumps meant to around use and him. Shit. And then, like, he does like a shit ton of damage, too. Oh,
that's cool.
Great. Yeah.
I summoned the
combat's great.
The plushie boy from the spinoff game, and I regretted it because I'll tell you what, and I know a lot of people who really love that spinoff game, but I hate the designs of those boys. They're way too like cuddly, and I'm like, this is not dangerous.
Well, do you guys want to end it off with something like your overall, like, really?
Oh, yeah,
quick,
overall, I give this game a solid 8 out of 10. The aesthetics is like the best part. Tetsuya Nomura, if I'm pronouncing that
Tetsuya
right,
Nomura.
You got it right.
He's an incredible game designer, character designer.
Yeah.
Story, he should get...
Like, he needs a buddy.
He needs
Joss Whedon.
He needs me. I'm not even that good. I'm not that good. I could make this story...
I argue with my friend Catherine about this, and she's like, so what? The story is complex, but it's good. I'm like, the story is so bad.
It's bad.
It's poorly told is the thing. It's complex, and it's poorly told. It's okay that it's complex if you like lay it out in the right way, where it like is exciting, and it doesn't get exciting until like the very end,
and the story just gets in the way. The thing is, if the story is bad, but it wouldn't matter if there weren't so many overlong cuts.
And the thing is, even in Kingdom Hearts 2, when it was convoluted, it was still paced out well. There were some worlds where it was like, okay, this is dragging, but like overall, it felt like it was like driving towards something the whole time.
Yeah.
And it was like when villains showed up, you actually like fought them, which made you like excited to get further, instead of in this game where they show up and then just disappear. I'm like, you should at least fight them. But
I honestly give it overall an 8 out of 10.
I'd give it an 8, but I think it could have easily been a 10 if they had just done some things differently. And
they,
I think,
yeah,
you could go to some like chump film student and give him the script and be like, What do you think? Could you think you could simplify this and it would make the game amazing?
Yeah, literally, and that's all it takes.
You just have to find someone who has like the simplest grasp of story structure.
Well, they should do what like a Sonic Team does, but not that well. Like where they like they have Japanese like developers, but like they would have like people like Happy Tree Friends writers like write the story of the game.
Yeah, they should also do what Sonic did and add Chows.
You're probably
Kingdom
right.
Hearts has
now.
Chow.
Hey guys. We're almost at an hour and a half, and we have like 13 emails. So
yeah, so let's hit those emails.
Let's get those.
I'm sorry, but I had a lot to say.
I know. Kingdom Hearts, good game.
Good game. Good game. I'm happy. I'm feeling glad I got sunshine. In a bag, I'm useless. Let's plow through them, dude.
All right, we're plowing through them, so let's not go too far off the reservation with these. First email is from Bro Broseph Ian. What's up, dog? He says, no subject. But I think he typed that in. SpongeBob wakes up in his house, puts his manager tag on, says bye, a empty shell. He gets in his car. He drives down his neighborhood to say hello to Squidward, but the screen only... Is this a script? He drives down his neighborhood to say hello to Squidward, but the screen only shows a house with a for sale sign. Oh. He stops at a gravestone and says... Wake up, Patrick. You've been asleep forever as a single tear drops from SpongeBob's eyes. Finally, SpongeBob arrives at the Krusty Krab 2. The original one has been torn down. He walks into his desk as he looks at a framed picture of him, his friends, his wedding with Sandy, with Squidward and Patrick as his best men, Pearl as the flower girl, and Plankton, whose life has been turned around, as the ring bearer, and his son's first birthday as a goofy goober with Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy there.
Oh, this is the final episode or something.
As SpongeBob drives back home, he gets in a car wreck. And wakes up at the hospital, his 16-year-old son holding his hand, praying that he doesn't lose the only living member of his family. Don't worry, SpongeBob Jr., I'll be all right, SpongeBob says to his son.
And then dies.
I don't want you to go.
I'll be all right. And then he says,
I don't. I'll be all right, dies immediately. I don't want you to go. You're the only one that I have left, SpongeBob Jr. says. He starts to cry. Don't worry, Fry Cook. Don't cry. Fry Cooks don't cry, SpongeBob says as he gives his son his spatula. But, Dad, I can't be the man that you are. You're the best fry cook in the ocean. I'm nowhere near as great as you, SpongeBob Jr. says, crying. With imagination, you can be anything you want, says SpongeBob. If
you read that.
Oh my god.
Wait, how long is this?
I'm towards the end.
Oh, okay.
If a kid like me could get the crown, save the town, and Mr. Krabs, if a goofy goober could survive Shell City, get Plankton to be my friend, laugh while getting my butt kicked, create the Pretty Patty, help Uncle Squidward with his band, too soon, have the best day ever with the people important to me, including your mother. And speaking of your mother, I'll never forget the most bestest day, the day I married the person in the ocean, the best person in the ocean, and had you, SpongeBob says with a smile. SpongeBob starts to sing in a weak voice. I'm a goofy goober, yeah.
No.
SpongeBob Jr. then joins in with the singing, still crying. You're a goofy goober, yeah. They both sing. We're all goofy goobers, yeah. SpongeBob's grip on his son's hand begins to fade. Goofy, goofy goober, yeah. SpongeBob starts to flatline. Goodbye, SpongeBob, the greatest fry cook / manager, but mostly the greatest friend. Thank you, Ian.
Here's the thing. That would be great. I hope Ian wrote that, because that sounds like something he found online.
It looks copy and pasted. Yeah. But I hope you wrote it yourself, Ian. Follow up. I promise we won't give you a hard time if you didn't write it. We're just curious.
Ian, write us your fan fiction of SpongeBob Jr., what he does from now on. Okay, that's your writing assignment.
Yeah. Let's give Ian a new writing assignment for fan fiction every week and see what he comes
up
with.
This week's SpongeBob Jr. Give us his tales. Next
dear Harrison says the favorite. Classic dear Harrison. Kung Fu Kings of Geekdom, have you gotten to see The Favorite yet? Go see it. It's my favorite movie of the year, and if you like The Lobster at all, you'll love this even more. Best, Harrison Cawthorn. Haven't seen it.
Haven't seen it, but I will if I get a chance.
Curious.
I will.
It's nominated for Best Picture, so I will see it.
Oh,
because I'm gonna watch through all of them. Harrison Cawthorn says Sam Rockwell. Dear KFKG, I remember a few years ago when Sam Rockwell was just that guy.
In Gentleman Broncos.
He was just that. guy. Hiram, stay on track. I remember a few years ago when Sam Rockwell was just that guy with some movies as a supporting role. I do remember that. And his best role to this day is still The Way, Way Back, and I won't be convinced otherwise. Harrison Cothran says, Black Panther, dear KFKG, I know you're talking about Oscar. Oh, this was, a lot of these were supposed to come in last week, but we recorded early and didn't tell anyone. Dear KFKG, I know you're talking about Oscar noms and the Academy. I think Black Panther for Best Picture shows how pandering the Academy is to stay relevant. I thought Black Panther was okay, and the fact that it's nominated over much superior movies such as Logan or The Dark Knight or even Infinity War annoys me. Those didn't come out this year, Harrison.
Yeah, none of them came out.
P.S. I won't send 100 emails this week to you as you requested. Thank you, Harrison. Also, you're racist for not liking Black Panther.
Yeah, piece of shit.
Why'd you look at Worst. Me? Were you looking for my validation?
There's only two people he could look at. 50% chance, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And you're black.
Yeah.
And I'm black.
And also, Hiram, you're black.
I am?
You're black, Hiram, but also, Hiram, you're black.
Hiram, I want you to not forget ever.
Guys, we got a lot of emails. Worst Oscar-winning movies, Harrison Cothran writes, Dear James Jake Hiram, any special guests such as Logan Smith or Jake's girlfriend, platonic friend,
platonic friend, all right,
yeah, platonic all right. girlfriend.
For as far as platonic we know, girlfriend, is,
yeah, my platonic lover.
They're just never mind.
I'm Ashton Kutcher. She's Natalie Portman. You do the math.
He's what's the other one?
I'm Justin Timberlake.
Yeah,
she's Mila Kunis.
Yeah,
you also do the math.
You also you
He's
do.
He's on the professional. She's Natalie Portman at 13.
Jesus.
No. You don't do the math.
I'm Luke Besson. She's 12. You do the math.
I'm Luke Besson. She's 12. Oh my God. Let's not go there.
Sorry. Go.
What would you consider the worst?
The artist
movie you've ever seen win the Oscar, or win an Oscar?
Yeah. Oh, any Oscar.
For me,
Suicide
it would
Squad.
Be Suicide Squad. He says Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
And it says, or that really shitty silent movie, The Artist, for Best Picture. Man, you guys are the same.
It's as if Jake wrote those.
And yeah, about
Ron
every
Harrison.
Yeah. Dude, I held so much of a grudge against that movie. I was like, screw this movie. So he can
get off
wrecked.
Track.
Well, I was trying to remember if I could see off the top of my head what it beat out that I cared about that year, but I'm moving too fast. Harrison Cothran says, "Omawa Musanduru," and he sends a link. That's this.
It's from the Fist of the North Star,
dude.
That's Fist of the North Star.
Yeah, that's Kenshiro.
Dude, that's the clip people use in memes all the time.
We really want to get that game.
Oh, we're going to get the what's it called? Lost Paradise?
Fist of the North Star, Lost Paradise.
We're going to get that game.
Harrison Cothran says, click the link. All right, Harrison. It's another video.
Oh,
I think I know what this is. We might have to not watch
this
the whole thing.
Go two ways,
oh, it's the scene where Shaggy beats everyone up.
You walk away.
Is that a real scene?
Yeah.
Two, I walk on your face.
Huh? Oh, it's on adding anime music.
It's Ultra Instinct
Shaggy. Yeah, someone added anime music. Oh, they like edited it.
Oh,
I like this video. We gotta
see
move
that
on,
again.
Harrison. I don't want to offend you, Harrison. I value you as a person and a
it's
fan,
fine.
But we gotta move on. Because it's a long episode.
Just go.
Harrison says, Shaggy in Star Wars. He says, Dear KFKG, did any of you watch the 2D Star Wars Clone Wars show?
Yes, I did. Good show.
If not, there's a fun fact for you. There was a Jedi Master named Shaggy. And here's a picture and video of him. Look, it looks like Shaggy.
Oh my God.
And
I remember that character.
As proof, and
we're all doomed.
He gets killed by General
Our predicament
Grievous, right?
is dire. But do not despair.
There he is. Oh, it's just
his green lightsaber.
Yeah.
He gets wrecked by General.
Oh
Grievous.
No! I don't want. I can't bear to watch.
That show was cool.
Yeah,
General Grievous was way cooler in that
Star
show.
Star Wars: The Clone
yeah,
cause Wars.
Yeah, because it was by the freaking guy who did Samurai Jack. So
yeah,
like,
Tartakovsky,
awesome.
Right? Is his name?
Yeah.
Harrison Cothran says Shaggy is a god.
It's the guy who did Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah.
Gideon
Tartakovsky.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Yeah. I don't want to butcher his name.
Harrison Cothran says, I have a new cult for you. It's the cult of Shaggy. Proof The proof that he is divine is in the images below. May his
so many images,
holy one,
Harrison. You know this is a podcast,
Harrison,
right?
The fans can't see these images. I appreciate them, and I try to explain, describe them as best as I can. Basically, he says, "May his one holy man always be good to you, man." And it's just a picture of Freddie Prinze Jr. behind the scenes. Says, "I'll never forget the day Shaggy walked out on set and announced that he killed God." Thank you, Harrison. We have an email from Adam Lowe.
He's back.
He says, "Future Man, dear KFKG, I've been binge-watching the show Future Man on Hulu, and I highly recommend it. The first season is a very well-told story with great characters and great humor. However, I'm halfway through the second season, and it's not as good as the first one, but I would highly recommend it as a show overall. It has your sense of humor, such as cock-blocking someone to save humanity." Sincerely,
that's
Adam
my
Lowe.
Humor.
You know what, Adam? I like your pitch because I like that you were honest, that you were like, "I'll tell you what, the second season, not as good."
Well, I want to watch it too, and I've been interested. I haven't like taken the plunge and been like, "Let's do it," but it has a cool premise, and it's Seth Rogen did it, and I like the shows he's been doing. So,
like whatever like Creature. That one is that's going to happen. What's it called? Like something man or something.
What
is it? It's like...
What?
He's making another show.
What show?
It's like something guys or... Do you guys know about this?
I might if you...
Seth Rogen show. The Boys.
The Boys.
You know about The Boys?
No.
It's his new show.
What is it?
It says an action story centered on a CIA squad tasked with keeping superheroes in line by any means necessary. So it's based on a comic. And he's in charge of it, I guess, or whatever.
That's cool. And he's directing the Invincible movie.
But
he's also
directing that movie?
Yeah.
I'm happy. I'll tell you what.
Him and Evan Goldberg.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I like the name The Boys, and regardless of what it's about, I would have chimed in.
He's
and,
like, Future Man, The Boys,
the
what's
boys,
next?
Future Boys.
Future Boys.
Or
Future
the
boys,
or man. The Mans.
The Mans.
All right. Harrison Cothran says, "Roast me. Dear KFKG, I want you to roast me as hard as you can. No holds barred. Say anything you want. I feel nothing anymore. It won't affect me. Do your worst, you beautiful bastards. Best, Harrison Cothran." Harrison, I don't want to roast you.
Harrison, what are we supposed to say based off your emails?
Harrison, I don't know you.
I could roast
person.
You because I know you, but
Harrison,
I'm not going to do that.
Harrison Cothran, more like Harrison Cothran.
More like Harrison Cochran.
Next email.
Harrison, you send... Harrison.
How about don't send 90 emails,
Harrison? You send too many emails, Boom Roasted.
Gotcha. Yeah, with memes in them, and no one can...
Yeah, Harrison, you send
them.
Visual no material them. To an audio-only podcast.
You don't share it around our podcast. I'll roast you. Harrison, I want you to get somebody else to email us in next week, or you're off. You can't listen anymore.
Or you're off.
You got to get more listeners.
Well,
you got to get us
or
more
you're
listeners.
Banned.
Harrison,
you're
find
banned.
Us more fans, by God. Harrison says, "Super Bowl, dear KFKG, any thoughts on them teasing sweet victory in the Super Bowl and not playing it lead to sicko mode?"
We had that.
You know that one song people play because of how bad it is? That is kind of why people play it. It's like a meme. It's like that other song, Mo Bamba, that everyone plays because it sucks.
Yeah.
Dude.
Harrison, we talked about it, but yeah,
whoever's
it
in
sucks.
Charge of the halftime show is so hopelessly out of touch.
Yeah.
And disrespectful, genuinely disrespectful to the memory
fans.
Of Steven Hillenburg. So you
is that the last one?
No. We have three more, or four more, good including God. This one. DCEU, Harrison Cothran says, "Dear KFKG, thoughts on the set photos from Birds of Prey, and also what do you think of Ben Affleck not being Batman anymore?"
Yeah.
We talked about the second one. But
Birds
of Prey
looks fine.
Looks cool. I hate the title, how it's called. Birds of Prey or the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn. That's the real
title. Is that
the
full title?
And I hate it.
That's weird.
I hate
it. Why would
they
do that? They look fine. Her costume is stupid, but it's fine.
I don't care.
And she has more than that one. Everyone's, but that's the thing. She's going to wear other things. Yeah. Everyone's like, that costume's terrible. And I'm like, she's going to wear other things.
I'll say this. I don't care.
Yeah.
Neither do I.
I like Margot Robbie. But I don't care. Adam Lowe is back. He says,
yes.
"You." His subject line is "You guys." He says, Dear Jake, James, Hiram, how did you guys all meet? You seem like great friends, and I'm wondering how it happened. I like Adam's email.
That's a big question.
It's not that big of a story. I bet I could recap it all in one.
Yeah, James, you guys can probably recap it better than I can.
I'll do it right here.
James, do it.
So I think I met Jake first is because I met through our friend Annie. She was like, come hang out with me and some of my friends. She was like one of the only people I knew at SCAD.
Yeah. Because
I met her the first day. And I showed up and I saw Jake and we both said, you look familiar. And then we found out that we were from the same place. And we were like,
we
had never met before.
But he had that Tennessee vibe.
Yeah, he had that Tennessee vibe.
That country boy vibe, you know?
Hiram, I met.
James had a big old thing of chaw in his mouth. Yeah. I looked at him, I said,
I was wearing overalls and I was on a cow.
He had
cow.
A big old stalk of hay hanging out of his lips.
And I was wearing a cowboy hat.
Yeah, he had cowboy boots with spurs on. I said, hey, boy, where are you from?
And he approached me because I had just finished yelling at somebody about how the town wasn't big enough for the two of us.
Yeah. And I said, this one knows what it's at. And he went for his gun, his holstered gun. And I said, boy, he's
and you
up
went
there.
For your holstered
yeah,
gun.
Yeah, yeah. And I went, let's not do this. Where are you from? And you said,
partner.
And I said, I knew it. And then we rolled around in the hay. And then Hiram kind of just showed up.
Hiram just shows up. Well, I met Hiram through our friends 16 and Georgie. He just like showed up to their room and he was like, what's up? I'm Hiram. I'm that one black guy, which was a joke.
That was his opener for everyone.
That was his opener for everyone.
Honestly,
until he found out that like there wasn't.
There were plenty of black guys there.
It wasn't like you were like the only black guy in the school.
Listen.
For
I was
2 days, you thought you were the only black
guy. I was for a couple of days, but like in my classes, like for the first 2 years, I was the only black guy in my class.
Well, Hiram, one of my favorite jokes you made, and it's a little bit offensive, so if you are easily offended, please, well, it's already too late if you're listening to this podcast.
Yeah. You got to have thick
Hiram
skin.
Walks in. And I was like, who is this guy? And he walks over to their air freshener that was called Clean Cotton. And he goes, come on, guys. and I was like, this guy's funny.
This guy's in.
The thing is, like, you guys have different accounts of, like, how I remembered meeting you guys.
Yeah.
I remember, like, it's so weird. Because like, I remember, like, you guys were, like, huddled into, like, one group. And, like, it was, like, you guys, 16, Armand, Georgie. And Jasmine.
These are all huge name drops.
Guys, you all need to know.
And I remember, like, just like kind of being. I just followed you guys. I just followed you guys to James's room
to watch Community.
To watch Community, and that's where I saw Jasmine for the first time.
Yeah.
And it was love at first sight.
Man,
yeah.
Oh, I was telling you, Jasmine, who?
Ooh, we need to get her back on the podcast because that episode that we got.
She called on and then we lost it.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, guys.
Sad.
Jasmine, she's happily taken. So you know,
yeah.
Tie down.
Hiram keeps up with that.
Well, that's okay, Hiram, because that means there's no risk of you being.
I keep tabs on.
That's
her.
So. All right, Adam Lowe says, upcoming movies, dear. All right, I hope that last story was good enough for you, Adam. I'm sorry, we're a little pressed for time.
Yeah.
Adam Lowe says, upcoming movies, dear James, Jake, and Hiram, what upcoming movies of 2019 are you most looking forward to? For me, it's definitely Shazam. Well, you're wrong,
okay,
Adam, because
okay,
it's Avengers.
I was going to say, like, let's
but
not talk
that,
about...
Other than that...
I was going to say, like, let's, like, talk about movies other than Endgame.
Hellboy.
Well,
I think we did this. Didn't
yeah,
someone
we did.
Ask this?
And the
this,
and the correct yeah. answer is John Wick 3.
John Wick 3, Hellboy.
Yeah, John Wick 3 and Toy Story 4.
Toy Story 4.
Oh, yeah. And it doesn't feel like Toy Story 4 is coming out this year because the trailers have been so like
little
bare bones teasy.
Yeah,
that it's like it feels like it's something where it's like it's coming out next year.
Yeah,
but it's coming out in like 4 months.
It's crazy. Is that the last email?
No, there's one more from Aaron.
Aaron
Gaddis says, for real. Is it better to eat ass or gain mass?
Gain mass.
Well, hang on a second. Got to play devil's avocado.
Shut up. In some cases, eating ass.
Eating ass has a lot. Ass has a lot of protein in it. Has a lot of general fibers.
So you're saying that if you eat ass, you might gain mass in the process.
Yes.
So you can kill two birds with one stone.
With one stone.
With one ass.
Or one ass.
Yeah.
money. Aaron, you didn't think about the math here. Okay?
Yeah, Aaron,
if
you didn't think
ass,
about the
you're gaining mass.
Figures, yeah, the facts know. And figures.
Yeah, you're eating ass. You're gaining mass. It's not eating ass or gain mass. Yeah, you're doing both.
It's one. Okay, we solved it.
We solved it.
All right, guys. I think I know what everyone's dying to hear right now, and that's what Hiram's pick for next week
God,
is.
What the fuck is your pick?
I don't know what the fuck my pick is.
Hiram, Jesus. You've had 3 weeks to think about it.
Yeah,
I really do. Well, the thing is, like, I have like different opinions on what I would want.
Give
Kingdom
us
Hearts 3 again.
Options.
Kingdom Hearts 3 one more time. No.
Do you have any idea?
I do have an idea.
What is it?
Snow Dogs.
God.
I'd watch Snow Dogs.
And that's the only pick.
Because we're only doing one now, so the episode would be the Snow Dogs episode.
Well, no.
If you want, it's your pick, dude.
I really want to watch Snow Dogs. I don't know why.
If you want, it's your pick, my man.
We're not allowed to say no to you. That's how this works.
Yeah. Well, no, I really want to like pick something significant, but I can't think
of it. You don't always have to.
I can't
like Snow Dogs, isn't it?
I can't think
of it. Yeah.
Snow Dogs.
James. To even suggest that.
To even suggest Snow Dogs. I can only think about Snow Dogs, to be honest.
Do you want to pick Snow Dogs?
I don't want to pick Snow Dogs,
then
but
don't.
I can't think of anything else. Right
I thought, or did you want to do a debate episode?
We could do it.
We haven't done a battle to the death in a long time.
Well, I usually come up with stuff like that on the fly.
Well, yeah, when you always
well,
come
let's
up
come
with
up,
good funny ones.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, let's come up with one.
Funny ones?
Well, ones that'll be entertaining.
We could do animal sidekicks.
Animal sidekicks from video games.
From video games. That's
like
Dexter,
that's so specific though. Yeah. I don't think there. I can. If we just did like animal sidekicks in general.
Name some in movies because I can't think of it.
I can. Oh, okay. I can name some in movies. There's like the monkey from Night at the Museum. There's a which is at the top of everyone's list. There's the tiger from Aladdin.
Okay.
There's the dog from Up. They're in a lot of animated movies.
Yeah,
animal sidekicks.
It's a lot of Disney movies.
What about the monkey from Zookeeper?
Yes,
right?
from Zookeeper. Dude, we gotta do it.
We gotta think of some good ones.
We have to think about.
Well, we could easily
have to think about what's his face from Harry Potter. The rat sidekick.
Yeah.
Oh
Peter
yeah, the
rat.
Dude, he's in for sure.
Dude, yeah.
All right.
He's got that
you guys
metal
want to do
hand.
This?
We can do this, you know.
But your pick will be after the debate. Like,
yeah, we'll do another
you.
One
yeah,
after
yeah.
That's your actual pick. But
yeah.
We can just do a debate.
So this is next week.
You heard
so
it here first, folks.
Bracket.
Yeah. Well, we can do that
yeah.
easily.
I'll send. Well, we can just send each other
yeah.
suggestions.
All right.
And if you guys have suggestions, you can email us at kfkgpodcast.
We might not see it. Send it to our Instagram.
Or Instagram.
Yeah.
I check our email.
You do? Oh.
During the week. Yeah.
Oh, well.
If it's about the bracket, I'll check it.
Okay. Well, send us an email or Instagram or tweet at us. Tell them how they can do any of those things, Jake.
Kung Fu Kings of Geekdom on any of those platforms.
No, not email.
Oh, well, I said the email. kfkgpodcast@gmail.com.
Well, I wasn't listening.
And that's how you do it. So next week's episode, we're going to have a debate to the death. Who would win?
We die.
Yeah, we die.
It's a debate to the death.
We're going to animal sidekicks in media.
In media.
In all media.
In all media. Ooh,
yeah.
That's a huge one.
So video games, movies. Yeah.
All right.
And we'll
let's
dwindle
do
them down to like how many should we do? Because we always do like.
It won't five. Be a, it won't be absurd. It'll
no,
be
no.
like it'll be like 15 10. Or 20.
That's still a lot for us.
We
it won't
will,
be crazy.
It'll
be like 25.
It'll be like 50, fellas. It'll be good. We might have some special guests. We'll see. Because
right,
we haven't done one of these in a long time. All right.
The Shaggy
Ooh,
Dog.
We got
it.
So you guys want to do? Oh yeah, yeah. To avoid chaos, it should probably be just like the three of us debating. Because
yeah.
I was going to suggest like adding a little bit more people, but
it always gets crazy.
Well, we should each get a phone a friend.
Yes.
Where we call,
that's
we have someone
idea.
On call that can, like settle it for
that's
us.
That's a good idea.
We'll yeah,
I have like a couple people in mind.
Well, humble brag for Hiram.
All right, that's it. We'll see you guys. We'll see you guys next week.
All right, arrivederci.
Bye.
Guys, be safe, please, please
James,
for me.
James steals people's sign-offs.
I don't have one of my own. Oops.
It's the same song.
Well, I hit another button also.
Dad comes in to make your bed. I think I'm gonna like it here.
How will you fight without a weapon?
I know now I don't need the Keyblade. I've got a better weapon. My heart.
Your heart? What good will that weak little thing do for you?
Although my heart may be weak, it's not alone. It's grown with each new experience, and it's found a home with all the friends I've made. I've become part of their heart just as they've become a part of mine. And if they think of me now and then, if they don't forget me, then our hearts will be one. I don't need a weapon. My friends are my power.
What?